Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 532.
Suck it.
Yeah, so episode 532, we're going to bring on the Meds Peds to join us in just a bit. Basically, we have a whole lot to talk about, and we will get to that in just a moment. There's some interesting things that I found out recently that blew my mind.
I
also had an exchange with a cowardly child.
You thought it was a cowgirl?
Yes, a cowardly child.
Oh.
A cowardly cowgirl.
A cowardly cowgirl.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. First, I would be crazy if I didn't do this, guys. So, basically, all of you who watch the show using the Brave browser, there's a good chance you guys got a bonus. So what I need you guys to do is I need you, if you're using the Brave browser right now, click the triangle up at the top, just to the right of the URL on screen. Click on that, and then it might be showing that you have some basic attention tokens in there. If you do, click send a tip and send us a tip. Click how much you want to send. And then hit send my tip. Hopefully, you'll just send it all to us. I believe that everyone should have 40 of these basic attention tokens. Please send them to us to support the show. If you could.
Do it.
I would be so fucking happy if you did. Please. And if you don't have the browser, download it. Use the link down below to download it. And use it to watch the show. Yes.
I've seen a lot of positive feedback about the Brave browser from our fans. So
the only negative feedback I saw was that someone said it didn't work right and they tweeted at me. But they also tweeted the tweet at Brave. And before we knew it, a Brave tech support person was there immediately.
Huh.
Yeah. So
there was like one negative thing I heard about Brave Browser is that they tried to watch Caden Cowgirl in it, but because he's a coward, they couldn't pull him up on Brave. But then they said
he ran away before they could pull him up.
Well, yeah, because he's such a coward, he couldn't be on Brave.
Dude, we're
gonna
get
brave.
Into that because you weren't here when I went on my fucking tirade yesterday.
Everybody ended up saying though that it was better they couldn't see Caden Cowgirl. They were like, if you can just block Caden Cowgirl and shitty fucking ads, I'll be happy.
Should I just leave this up so it just goes on forever?
Forever.
And, and by the way, we were a little behind today setting up. So trying to set up the show quickly, I ended up forgetting to adjust the delay. So the delay is way behind this time when normally it's almost real time. But that's what happens when you try to throw everything together at the last minute, right?
Luckily, there will be no delay for those of you watching after the show.
And by the way, there's a new thing that we're doing. It's called the warm-up show. It's on the DP Underground channel. Basically, it's me just streaming and shooting the shit with the chat while I'm setting up the show, and then Billy shows up eventually, and hopefully what we'll be able to do is lead directly in from the warm-up show to the main show. So three fucking shows a day.
Yeah.
Basically.
I heard people are going to start taking bets on how early I show up before the main show. And like if they can guess within like a couple minutes of when I show up, they get like a handshake or something.
Yeah.
Well, and handshake. Then,
we also came up with that game that I told you about earlier on the warm-up show.
It's going to be a fun one. I get to show everybody my skills at clickbait.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to bring on MedsPez in just a second. By the way, take a look. The goal, you know, we just got to reach that before the end of the week. Still plenty of time.
Plenty of time. We've been doing really good with the goal, so thank you guys, everybody who watches and supports.
Basically, the concept of the game is that Billy and I are going to watch three random videos, and then we're going to create titles for them as if we were posting them, and we want to post the most clickbaity title without it being totally misleading.
Yeah.
Basically. There could be a little bit of you know...
And the audience gets to vote on who they click for.
Yes, yeah. We're going to post it up as a Patreon post, and people there, $1 or higher, will get to vote on it.
And not because we think that your money makes your opinion more valuable. It's because people who... would cheat if we leave it up to Twitter.
The titles have to be under 100 characters, too.
Yeah, it's serious business, man. Like, I'm want to get into the clickbaiting business, so this is, like, warm-up for me. The clickbait queen, Bill Fridge.
Bill Fridge, young Bill Fridge, clickbait queen.
I'm starting a new podcast as well. It's called Treasure Maps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Don't. Why do you have to go there? Oh, shit. Let me turn this down. Oh, shit. She answered quickly. Hello.
I did.
Hey.
What's up? What's up?
I missed you, Meds Peds.
Oh, I missed y'all, too, of course.
Now all we need is Joe up in here.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe
was asking if he could, I don't know, visit you.
Visit me.
Tonight?
Tonight. Yeah,
I don't think
he'll
make it
make it.
Yeah, I don't think he can make it there in time.
He says he'll start walking now.
He'll be here in about 6 years then.
He'll probably be wearing his pajamas and his slippers when he shows up. That's what he did on New Year's.
Yeah, he showed up in pajamas and slippers to grab Onision's dork.
Yep.
Worst.
Yeah, you know what? That's what that's the next thing I need Egghead to clip for us to put on the Underground channel is Joe getting zapped during the 24-hour show.
Yeah.
When he freaks out, man, he starts like punching the fuck out of the couch.
It's good stuff.
I mean, I don't blame him. That shit sucks.
Yeah.
Those collars are rough.
There's the one time I did it to myself accidentally. I was drunk and I was streaming really late at night and I just like had it on and I like pressed the wrong button and zapped the fuck out of myself and I was like, oh God. It's worse when you're not ready for it.
Yeah, not anticipating the pain.
Yeah. The anticipation of everything is pretty bad though. Like anticipating.
Yeah, I guess
the
that's true.
Was...
if you're one of those people. It's like that with like getting a shot for me at the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Sitting there like, well, like I don't like needles. I'm a pussy.
When we were doing the hot sauce, I never once was like, oh God, I don't want to do this before the hot sauce went. And even the hot sauce kind of fucked both of us up.
Yeah.
I puked.
It hurt my stomach really bad.
Yeah, it was bad, but it wasn't like there wasn't that anticipation with
and the zap. It hurts so bad for like a split second.
Yeah.
And it's made for dogs, you know, they have fur and they have like thicker skin that's more durable, you know.
I guess
so,
that's true, yeah. Dogs are more weathered. I was like, how could you do
built
this to
on
your
clothes?
So I wanted to remind everyone that we're doing the post show on Twitch tonight. So everyone, follow us on Twitch if you're not already following us, twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. There's also a link down below. So we'll be going there to do the post show after we're done here if you want to come and check it out. And our $10 plus patrons that normally are the only people who get to view the post show, they will get to be featured on the post show with us, just like always. We'll bring them all in and talk to them. And we do all sorts of fun stuff on the post show. So don't forget to catch that later as well.
Don't forget, it's fun stuff. It's fun stuff.
Right.
Stuff.
I guess we're just going to do this. Oh, yes, and also 9/11 mode is on right now. I need 9/11 mode to even get through what we're about to go through. Seriously.
No. You're taking a shot for every $9.11. Youch.
Yes, anytime someone sends in a Streamlabs, you know, or a super chat, even though you're giving a lot of that to Google, which I advise you don't. They already have enough money.
They do.
Yeah.
But
better than nothing, though.
Anytime you send in $9.11, I'll do a shot.
And I think it's like anything over $100, they take half of it, right? On super chat.
Is it?
I think
really?
So. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They take more for people giving more money.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but if that is,
I'm pretty sure it was. Someone gave me
a dude. Don't make me so
meatball.
Fucking like rage.
Someone gave me a spicy meatball.
You're enraging me.
It's YouTube. Be angry at.
I'll be the Googler. I'm gonna look that up.
Be angry at Susan Wojcicki.
All right, so,
what are we starting off with?
I was using Twitter yesterday, fucking with Caden Cowgirl, and we'll get to him later. We'll get to him later. When I saw a tweet, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it was someone posted a news story, a video from a local news station in Montreal from this past May. And I remember seeing this because this is when, you know, last May, you know, the blood sports thing was so huge. That's when it like hit like its biggest apex, I would say, around spring
peak
of last year. Before a lot of them started devouring one another is what happened with a lot of them. It's true.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing about this. There was an act of vandalism. Someone went to, someone spray painted a bunch of buildings all around Montreal, with things about like Richard Spencer and, Andy Worski and JF and what is it, 1488, and all those kind of like alt-right memes, okay? And when I heard about this last year, I'm like, damn, this shit's really taking off, like, for this kind of shit. For it to, like, leave the shit posting of the internet and become real-life graffiti in a real, like, major city in North America, that is crazy. And then, you know, but I believe, you know, I was like, okay, well, this would happen, you know?
Well, it's not just any city, right? This city
Montreal.
It's the home of JF Garepi.
Maybe.
Garepi.
Right? He's from Montreal.
He's from Quebec. Quebec. I don't know where he's I don't know where he's originally from in Quebec. It's
we'll
a big
it's his home.
It's
his
a
home,
big province.
His home province.
Yes.
It's the home state, basically.
Yeah.
Of JF, so
I watched this video over again. I saw this over a year ago, but now when I watch it, I recognize someone in the video.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
A familiar face.
Is it Tonka Saw?
Well, we've never seen Tonka Saw's face.
I don't know. Was it like a cartoon
avatar?
Yeah,
right. He's been all over the internet.
Here it is.
When I came in this morning.
There's one. It says, save Richard Spencer. And there's hearts and flowers.
It looks like somebody with a very low IQ would have done this graffiti.
Oh. What?
Let's see. Who could have had a low IQ to do this?
I can think of one of two. I saw those graffiti. I said, again, graffitis. Actually, I didn't know what it was about.
You hear this fucking Quebec accent? It's interesting.
Yeah.
I like, she sounds like Pat Patterson. Like, well, I mean the accent, obviously.
Yeah. She doesn't want to start a cream team.
No.
And, it's always frustrating. Got to paint over again.
I like how polite Canadians are. They're like, oh, you know, it's frustrating. Got to paint over it again. But, you know, it's like, okay.
What's a kin guy of
look at
the
this.
World?
Okay. You know what? Look I'm at sorry. This. Look at how girly it is, though. You know what I mean?
Well, like, are we sure it's not just a gay person?
I guess we'll see. If only there was some sort of, like, surveillance footage
Who's
or something.
Who's a famous alt-right gay? Is this Milo Yiannopoulos?
Papadopoulos?
Is this Milo Papadopoulos?
But seriously, though, like, if only there was, like, surveillance footage or something that showed us who did this.
That would be too good, though. There's no way that's possible. It's not. That looks like Pat Patterson.
Hey, he wants to make ethnostates, GFGEP. And he's from the province of Quebec.
That's why it's so hard for us to say his fucking name. Right. Looks like I need two more shots. I'll do them in just a second here.
Never heard of him. And from what I've read, some of it on Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Didn't quite agree with him.
All right, so here's the suspect here.
Wait.
So this was May 8th, 2018.
That's a woman. Medspeds, is that you?
Hold on.
Yeah.
You know what's weird, though? They say it looks like a man. Like, listen. They say it looks like a man.
Is it me?
Listen.
I do see curly hair. It could be me.
It looks like a male, but I have a feeling it's a female. Especially it's written in pink. And,
That's sexist.
Hold on.
Very gender.
Hold on. Hold on.
Is this Tonka Saw?
It does kind of look like Tonka Saw from this angle.
None of us know what Tonka Saw looks like.
I watched some of his wrestling videos. He's a wrestler. Ben's not happy with this line of questioning. Do you have a better opinion of who this may be?
I would like you to take a good look.
Why can't... Is it get closer?
No.
From this angle, it could be anybody. Wait a second. Is this the girl who was accusing No White Guilt of attacking her? Is this Mama JF?
Mama JF. Very special lady.
It could be, allegedly.
Oh, there's no way Mama JF has that nice of handwriting.
I mean...
She's misspelled King. She put like a letter after King.
Oh my God, now I have to do three shots. Okay, hold on.
Cheers.
And by the way, I will read these. I'll read them off. But yeah, who else has that hair, that face, lives in Montreal, and is a huge JF fan?
Well, the hair is curly. It's probably me from the future after keto, right?
Because this happened in the past.
Oh yeah, huh? Wait a second.
Well, especially looking at the camera at the front of the building.
Hold on. I think. Can you hear the audio in the background? As she's painting, I hear her say,
"That's not the audio from."
Are you sure? I think there's live audio.
Hold on. Okay. Let's see if we can hear
building
it.
Building the
right. Jeff is the king guy of the world. Heart symbol.
Maybe they.
I love the color pink, Jeff. It's the color of my mayonnaise when it's mixed into the SpaghettiOs. JF. I heard that, right? That I think any court of law would accuse Mama JF of this vandalisms.
Wow. My mind is just blown by this shit. Like, this is like something from a movie. It is. It's like, oh, who did the graffiti? And then later on, there's a twist, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like...
oh, my God, really?
It's just like one of those heist movies, right? It's like Gone in 60 IQ points.
I was thinking like a 13-year-old girl's like little fanfic that she'd write about her future husband. Love story. It's beautiful. Just a white nationalist on the internet takes you in, locks him in a cage. It's beautiful.
Beauty.
So,
and
how do we
beast.
Think this occurred? Like,
dude, she lost her fucking job because she wanted to blow JF so bad.
She sent him a message saying she wanted to suck his dick, and I guess, you know, that caused attention. Even though he didn't remember it. She forgot about that.
She was obsessed with him. She was obsessed with them. She lost her job because she couldn't watch the show.
Here's the thing. I feel bad. I mean, and this information was leaked by Worski. It blows my mind. That's why I had to talk about it. But, yeah, I mean, fuck. Isn't hate speech illegal in Canada? So, like, not only is there, like, vandalism here, there's, like, hate speech on top of it, too. So
that's why he's keeping her at his house, you know, to protect her.
Why did he let her show herself? Why did he let her show herself on camera?
You think he knew about this?
She broke out the cage. She was trying to push her away.
I don't know. I don't know.
He might have forgot when he saw it originally that it looked like her at the time.
I don't know if they knew each other then or not. I don't know those details, but... Man, I mean, there was a video on the news of her, plain as day. So, lesson today, kids, if you're going to vandalize something, wear a mask.
I think we're going to have to look at her diary, well, like, Dear Diary, all the notes to JF she writes and stuff, and so we can match the penmanship.
You think she has a diary?
She probably, I mean, she's the type of person that probably doesn't write or read, right? So, I don't
barely.
Know. I'm not sure. I wonder if this was her big gesture to get his attention.
Maybe so.
I have no idea.
Very romantic.
As the message the person wanted to show.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it's... This is bad.
The series of graffiti on Laurier Avenue in the heart of the plateau exalts several white supremacists.
You know, I look at this, and if I didn't know any better, this looks like it was in France to me.
The French Quarter?
Well, like in just in France. The French Quarter's in New Orleans.
It does look like the French Quarter, too.
Yeah,
the style buildings.
I think that's why they call it that, right?
Yeah.
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 Prominent neo-Nazi was living and recruiting in Montreal.
Save Richard Spencer.
Mayor Valerie Plante has said the graffiti, including on a police station.
On a police station? Oh my God! Why?
Sounds like an extra charge.
Why? Okay, you had to have known. Oh my God, she had to have known that she was on the news. Her face was on the news committing this crime. She spray painted Nazi shit, white, like alt-right white supremacist shit on a police station. Come on.
Well, I think.
Based on why would you see, like, no one, if she would have never have appeared on JF streams, then no one would have put her with him.
Yeah.
Like, no one would have made this connection. Oh, God.
Shot herself in the foot.
But I think based on everything she showed us on the streams, she doesn't have, like, the proper mental faculties to...
I'm not going to assume anything. I don't know her.
Well,
I've never talked to her.
Just the way that she went in on No White Guilt shows that she's not all there in the head.
I don't know what was going on with that. Well, I was like, what the
fuck? Unless No White Guilt actually attacked her and she was flipping out that moment in the middle of a stream.
She might have been talking to people in the chat.
JF that she at least has PTSD.
We don't know,
I mean,
who she was talking to.
Disability, but you know,
it
something.
Seemed like she was going in on No White Guilt.
Yeah,
and
but I mean, like, PTSD isn't an intellectual disability. It's not the same thing. So anybody can have that.
I'm not saying it's an intellectual disability. I'm saying she doesn't have all her mental faculties together.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's fair to say. So somebody who might have that sort of response might not think so far ahead when they're spray painting graffiti on a police station in Montreal, Quebec, after they admitted they lost their job because they would watch the kill stream or whatever the show was. They would watch the show too much. The public space. She lost her job. She said she couldn't work because she skipped her work to watch the show. She's not thinking with she's not playing with a full deck of cards here. She's doing short deck poker. Twos, threes, fours, and fives have been removed.
Just the face cards.
She's playing Go Fish.
Like I said, it's very romantic, at least.
I mean,
it's like a Bonnie and Clyde situation.
What are the chances that JF just gets her and starts the ethno state now before the police can come take her away from him? Because it's always the state taking away the things he loves, right? That's why he is the way he is. The way he's described everything is because he wants to raise his babies and the state takes them away. The state takes away his other girlfriends. And now they want to take her away too?
Access their mind.
Yeah, this is sad. This is, there's a good chance he starts the ethno state tonight after this. With the police coming.
Yeah, he's packing right now.
He might be.
Right now to the garbage island. They took your advice.
And I think Garbage Island is the best possible option at this point. She can graffiti whatever she wants there.
I am packing to go to the Garbage Island.
And it keeps getting bigger. Like, the coastal erosion and everywhere else is getting smaller. But the Garbage Island gets bigger. So, I mean, ultimately, it's a good idea. Really
I saw some contraption that they made to try and, like corral it.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I think they could terraform Garbage Island. JF didn't seem too happy when I suggested the Garbage Island thing.
No.
So I think we should probably start referring to it as Trashlandia.
Trashlandia?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to piss him off if that's his end game.
Yeah, you know.
Feel bad for the guy. They're going to take away another one of his girlfriends. It's fucked up.
I hope not, but damn. I mean...
I guess that just shows there's somebody for everyone out there, right?
Well,
so all you incels in chat, you'll find someone eventually. If you look hard enough, just start a white nationalist show on the internet. You'll be fine.
JF's had many somebodies. The state keeps taking them away from him. It's not fair. Let him love. Let him be in love.
Okay.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, I felt like I was dreaming when I read this. I was like, what the fuck, dude? This is not real.
It's definitely...
It's very comical.
It makes sense, though, right? Like, if you look back at the thing, like, that looks like the graffiti that a girl in love with JF would pull off as a massive gesture of dedication. It just makes sense that that was her. And, like, there's a small chance, you know, that was her twin sister, her evil twin or something. Yeah. We don't know it's
possible.
Her.
Can't roll it out.
Yeah.
I love the little hearts and flowers, too. It just made it seem so much sweeter.
It's so girly. Oh, shit, I need to do... how many? Let's see. One, two, three.
Right?
Three. Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God. All right. All right, sorry, I forgot. I got really into the madness of this shit.
There was also a super chat that came in for a couple bucks that made a joke about JF saying that his heart and his ethnostate is open to all. All
right, so first one will be a double. I'll just get, just in the interest of saving time.
A little dub-a-dub-dub.
By the way, guys, thanks for helping us get our Patreon back over 4,000. If we combine Patreon and Subscribestar, we're at about 4,300. If we can get up to 4,500, we're going to deliver you guys a slightly longer private show than we normally would. We're doing two this month anyway because of the promise we made last month when we got over 4,500. Thanks for supporting us. It means a lot. And pretty soon, we're working on a special thing. It's a promotion we're probably going to run next month where anyone who's either a new person that signs up or someone who ups their patronage, you guys will you'll get like a special postcard signed by us.
Mm.
We're working on that.
It's brand new Patreon beta perk.
Beta perk.
Alpha perk. I want to call it alpha perk. Beta sounds.
I ironically called Caden Cowger a beta, and he called me a soy boy.
Damn.
It's hilarious. I knew he was gonna do that. Cheers. He just makes up everything about me. He doesn't know anything about me. He just makes up a bunch of stuff and just believes that's true. Yeah. So he's arguing with someone that doesn't even really exist.
This straw man. Take a shot of this Sunny D. Let's do an alcohol. Hey. Got this at the Dollar Tree. Hell yeah.
Dollar Tree Sunny D.
One of the insults he used against me, Caden Cowger, he said I look like someone who plays the lottery.
That's awesome. What a funny fucking joke.
That's an odd one. I picture like a woman in her 50s that goes to the gas station in a robe.
I've seen literally all sorts of people playing the lottery.
Oh, yeah, but the idea behind it is so funny. Like, I got to give him credit for that. It's so weird.
I mean,
it's so weird.
I made a joke about him saying, like, you have a better chance of winning the lottery than changing his mind. And he was like, you look like someone who plays the lottery. It's like a second grade insult.
I
know
sad.
You are, but what am I?
I'm sad that it was a response to your comment. And not just something he came up with off the top of his head.
It's not even that good anyway, though.
Well, just like someone who plays the lottery. Like, that's classist fucking bullshit.
I've literally never played the lottery in my life.
Oh, really?
I've played a scratch-off ticket.
Yeah.
But I've never bought a ticket and picked numbers before.
My pop used to do scratchers all the time when he smoked crack, so he'd give me like a couple of winners to go buy dinner with. It was great. He was like, I'll get us a gallon
like
of
currency.
Milk and some Cheetos. Yeah.
Winning scratchers.
Yeah. Dude, when you're a trasher, you got scratchers as fucking currency. You could take them into school, try and buy school lunch with a scratch, $2 scratch ticket. They feel bad for you and give you a free meal. Then you get to keep the scratcher. It's awesome.
Oh, shit. Did I get another one? Yeah.
There goes another one.
Okay, so I owe two more now. So I'll do one more.
Somebody in chat said, why play the lottery when you can make better earned returns investing? And it's like, people who play the lottery don't think about investing, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can get better returns playing fucking blackjack at a casino than you would spending money on the lottery.
The big thing about the lottery is that it's like the equivalent of like capitalism or whatever.
No,
because
it's not.
Yeah,
the equivalent.
It's not. No. It's a social program. It's used to tax to spend money on social projects,
the
like
mentality,
schools and whatever else.
The mentality behind it.
It's not.
The people who play it are like thinking they're going to become millionaires, just like the people who work in the factories that get dicked over by capitalism knocking down their wages. They all feel like one day they'll be the fucking billionaire knocking down wages. So they don't want to work for fair
work. In Las Vegas, like casinos are different, you know? Yeah. But even in a lot of places where casino gambling used to be illegal, where they decided that one company could come in and open up one casino, they basically use it like, the private company makes a profit off of it, but they skim so much money off of that shit for taxes, and they just like use it for public shit.
The Washington State Lottery makes like $7 million a year.
Is that kind of included like a sin tax thing, like they do with cigarettes and alcohol? I don't know.
Not
if that's
really.
Considered that.
There's like a levy against it, you know, like.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Like, you can come into our city and open a casino, but we get this percentage of your profits, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why I go to the Native American casinos here.
There's none in Ohio, at least anywhere I lived. Yeah. And there was like casino gambling was basically illegal forever there until within the last decade.
I drive like 40 minutes north because they have a free Coca-Cola freestyle machine. You get free soda and it's the freestyle with 100 different flavors.
It's not keto.
Yeah, it is. They got caffeine free and calorie free.
Ooh.
100 different flavors of shit. So I can go, I go in there, I just mix up a little, like,
the first time you saw Freestyle, did it blow your fucking mind?
Yes. I was like, this is the future. I had an iPod.
Did you
video
mix
in
any?
My pocket. Oh yeah, I made.
What a time to be alive.
Shit. Yeah, Coca-Cola Freestyle machine. Like, I wanted one in my house when I first saw one.
We actually have a local news story that I wanted to cover. Seattle snowball fight video shows woman driving car at group who threw snowballs at her.
Damn,
it's a long title.
Look at this.
Oh my god.
You see that? She tried to hit these people. Look. They threw a snowball at her car and she tried to kill them. Look at this.
Damn.
They barely got away.
Yeah, they almost died.
Oh my god.
Yo, this is the moment. Fun in the snow turned into something.
And then this crazy bitch gets out of her car.
Far more serious.
What was this all over? A snowball fight, basically.
Joey Weiser shot that video.
Is that Joey
Salas?
He says
this was the scene just before.
They said his name was Joey Weiser.
Huh.
Yeah, look, like, the reason snowball fights are fun is because snowballs don't do any damage. So there's no point, especially when you're in a car, to give a shit that someone threw a snowball at you.
Yeah, it's not going to scratch your car.
Fight across this Capitol Hill street.
It was fun. It was playful.
All right.
But he says something set off the driver of this blue Jeep, who stopped to yell at the group.
From what I can tell, a snowball maybe pegged her window, although I didn't see that.
We don't have video of that moment, but this cell phone video shows the driver turn around and then accelerate straight toward a group standing just off the road. They nail it.
So messed up.
And just imagine if we would have slipped too, because I mean, slow was slippery.
Yeah, no, someone should have died there.
A higher ground.
The fact that nobody died is amazing. Or at least got mangled.
Ever seen in my life someone try to run somebody over with their car in that way?
The driver then gets out and is immediately hit by a snowball.
And I'll tell you what, she's so fucking dumb. Like, she did this crazy shit and then her car got stuck there. So she couldn't drive away. So she's just a fucking sitting duck.
By Lou Trevino.
I think it was only fair. She attempted to run me over, so...
And goes after him.
He's
this
so frantic Seattle.
Video shows Lou's friends pull her away seconds later.
Well, she went a little nuts.
At that point, her Jeep was stuck.
And thank God, because it could have ended up much, much worse.
Eventually, police
showed. Dumb bitch.
Thank God.
God. Why would you think you can get away with this shit? Then you get out and try to assault somebody.
Was she drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
Dude, I've never been drunk. To the point where I thought this was a good idea.
You've never been murderous rage drunk before?
No.
Put up and arrested that woman for reckless driving and DUI.
I just thought it was a little absurd that a snowball caused all that and that she was willing to put people's lives in danger.
Nobody was hurt, thankfully. And so
These guys are so cool.
And I just hope that she can find the help that she needs.
I forgive her.
Anger management classes, maybe.
Those guys are so Seattle. They're so Capitol Hill. Like, I'll probably go out this weekend and find them and try and run them over with my car. Just be like, yeah, bro. I don't know.
I wonder if he could get arrested with an assault charge for throwing a snowball.
Well,
like, if someone really wanted to.
I think you probably could, but at that point, you have to prove it. I guess that one guy's on video throwing the ball, so, like, I imagine you can't just throw a snowball. Like, you can't spit on somebody, right? Mm-hmm. You can't throw anything else at somebody. You can't throw a shoe at somebody and expect to get away with it.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you strike someone with something that can hurt them, it's a aggravated battery, at least in my state.
Yeah.
So, I know it's a little different in every state, so.
I think if somebody's coming up to you, like, approaching you in an angry manner, you can probably get away with it because you're, like, trying to defend yourself. But I don't know. They probably shouldn't have been throwing snowballs at that car, but who the fuck cares?
Probably not.
It's snow day.
Yeah, I mean, if you try to run someone over with your car and they have a gun, they can probably shoot you and get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how she wasn't fucking charged with, like, attempted murder. Like, that's clearly what it looked like.
Looks like it to me. Whatever. DUI is like the least of the things she did.
Well, I think if she's going to be charged with attempted murder, at that point, those guys would have to go to court to testify against her, and they'd probably have the snowballs brought up and everything for throwing the balls at her car.
It's not illegal to throw snowballs.
Is it not?
No.
That's just what we were just at. Well, I asked earlier. I was like, I wonder if someone could technically get somebody on assault charge based on throwing a snowball.
They threw it at her car.
Yeah, I know.
It could be distraction of driving and stuff. You can't just
If you don't want snow on your car, don't fucking drive around in your car when it's snowing.
But you can't just throw
It's a simple fucking formula.
A simple thing is not to throw shit at moving cars.
There's
right?
no like, I mean I, there's no a snowball does no damage.
Well, neither does spitting on somebody's face. It's still assault.
Unless they have
Okay, we're comparing a face with a car now. It's not the same thing.
You spit on anybody. Like
anybody.
Can I spit on a car?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm going out tonight.
Okay.
He's going to spit on every car he sees.
Spitting on all the cars.
Whatever.
It's legal.
Ben said it's okay.
It's not assault.
I do like a good spit. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. The lady's psycho. I'm not trying to ignore the fact that she tried to kill people. I'm just saying, like, I feel like if they charged her with attempted homicide, it would bring those guys in on a level they don't want to be a part of.
Oh, no. Oh, dude, you'd be a terrible judge then.
You think?
Yeah, because you're like, oh, no, they should be afraid to testify in court against the woman that tried to run them over with her fucking car because they might see that they threw snowballs at her.
I mean, like, is what? It more of a how headache those, than it's worth for
how
those
are those
guys?
Even
do
equivalent
wanna,
things
do
at
they
all?
Wanna go, do they want to go to court to try and testify against somebody for
it depends on
homicide?
It depends on if she's charged. They might get subpoenaed to testify anyway. It's up to...
What was the charges, it's a, though? Was it
hold
reckless
on,
driving?
It's up to the prosecutor to decide whether or not she gets charged, not the you know... The people in the video that she almost ran over. So, yeah. I don't know.
I just feel like I'm more Judge Dredd than Judge Judy. So, kill them all. Kill them all.
You're so edgy.
So edgy.
Trump and Beto O'Rourke had competing rallies in El Paso, Texas.
Mm.
And I guess they traded insults against each other.
President Trump and possible 2020 Democratic contender Beto O'Rourke throwing down over the border wall. The pair hosting dueling rallies in El Paso, Texas, and wasting little time going after each other. President Trump bashing Beto with these stinging attacks. And Beto O'Rourke responding by going hard left when criticizing President
hard
Trump's
left.
Border wall.
We know that walls...
Who does your sound, Beto?
Do not save lives.
This sounds like shit. This is a... Who recorded this? Wow.
Walls end lives. We stand for America, and we stand against walls.
What? Dude, that sounds so dumb.
The Wallflower Party?
We will not tolerate the existence of walls anymore!
We stand against walls.
You know what? Walls can save lives. The walls in my house keep me warm when it's freezing fucking cold outside.
Fuck your walls.
So,
you, Wallace.
Walls can work. So, I don't know. You might need to refine your rhetoric a little more. Because just saying, all walls bad! I mean, that's what he's saying. God fucking damn it.
No nuance.
That there is no bargain in which we can sacrifice some of our humanity to gain a little more security.
And here's President Trump laying into the Texan.
We were all challenged.
Texan.
At least I know how to do sound right. I got way better
really
sound.
Like
I've got the best sound.
Except when he's trying to board an airplane and do an interview.
Lost an election to yep. Ted Cruz. Hey, you're supposed to.
That's when people are asking him questions. This is when he's just fucking shooting from the hip to a crowd of people who adore him. That's the difference there.
Win in order to run. But a young man who's got very little going for himself, except he's got a great first name. He challenged us. So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people.
As for the wall, congressional negotiators have reached a deal in principle to avoid a new government shutdown. The plan calls for $1.4 billion to build new border barriers, but falls short of the $5.7 billion the president's asking for. So will Trump support it? Here's what he's saying.
I never care about construction. I love construction.
That's such a typical thing.
Oh, my God.
Who's the lady in the back there?
That's Kellyanne Conway.
Okay.
How to do it for the right price. Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no.
I saw one day I saw a picture of Patrick Stewart in drag, and he looked a lot like her.
I thought it was Dolly Parton back there.
I was like, titties ain't big enough.
No.
True.
I'm not.
And not enough plastic surgery, too.
I'm not happy.
She's just dressed like
but
9 to 5.
But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled. But the wall's getting built. Regardless, doesn't matter.
All right, Juan, I confess, I bought...
No one loves construction more than me. I love it.
...into the Beto...
Skyscrapers.
...pipe. I thought he was true believer. I thought he was a real superstar. I saw him last night. Kind of spastic gesticulations, kind of lightweight slogans, bad advance work.
You think they picked the worst part of his speech for this? Because that was a pretty bad part. We don't stand for walls, we stand against walls.
Yes, walls are no longer allowed to stand. This is my campaign to make all walls turn into floors.
All of America should.
Walls to floors, walls to floors.
Flying roofs. For everyone. Yeah.
Walls to floors.
I don't know. Like, I'm not a big fan of the wall, right? Never have been. But
it's not even a wall.
But, like, we're arguing about it way too much.
Yeah.
Empty pair of drums. I don't get it. What's there to get?
I'm not excited about Beto. Like, there's pretty much no one who's running right now that I could even see myself voting for yet.
I'll probably vote for
if you're gonna choose now already.
If she makes it, Tulsi Gabbard.
I'm not choosing anyone until they start narrowing them down, and then we'll see what happens.
Maybe he was speaking the truth.
Well, what truth was that?
Well, he said, "What does a wall do? It actually harms people. It hasn't stopped the level of illegal immigration."
How did he say the wall harms people?
This guy, Juan Williams. He's like their liberal voice that they have on a lot. And the guy that's like the main host, he tries so hard to be funny. Like, he tries to be a comedian rather than like a news guy that tells jokes from time to time. He's trying to go like full on, like, I'm a funny guy, you know?
I'm a fun boy.
He said it sends them around to other places where they can't get through.
But anyway,
exactly.
It doesn't matter. I mean, to me, what matters here is that Trump just, you know, even in the size of the crowd things, just tells lies. He says, oh, this guy has 300-500 people. Bloomberg said that Beto O'Rourke had like 10,000 to 15,000 people. Trump had, at most, according to the fire department, 6,500 inside and another few thousand outside.
Damn.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we had our crack team at the Five investigate and
they have crack?
Okay, how does it feel to get upstaged? This guy got upstaged on his show where he's looking at the guy like, wait, I'm supposed to be the funny guy on here, not you. Dude, that was great.
They have crack.
That was unexpected on Fox News. I like that.
Yeah.
That's
trying to appeal to the younger audience.
I think that's the first time I've legitimately laughed at Fox News.
Well, because they wanted you to laugh? Because I've legitimately laughed at Fox News many times when they weren't trying to be funny.
They used to have that show, that Red Eye show, which was supposed to be like Fox News' response to the Daily Show.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all remember that.
I don't think I ever watched it.
It was trying to be edgy and kind of funny, and it was terrible.
Like, we're keeping it away from you. We investigated and we talked.
Oh, it's that other guy. It's Gutfield, the other guy on Fox News that tries to be funny. I'll give it to him this time, though. That was actually funny. But mainly just because, like, if someone said that on this show, it wouldn't be that funny, because that's like a normal thing someone would say. But on Fox, where, you know, all the men wear suits and all the ladies wear dresses, you know, you don't expect to hear that, right?
I bet you Gutfield's done crack with Kennedy. I bet you they smoke fucking bass rocks on a regular.
Dude, there was one time they had some guy on, and he was like the token liberal, basically, on the panel.
Some guy?
I can't remember his
name.
Some
black guy?
No, actually, he wasn't black.
Oh.
Cannon and Combs?
No.
That was a while back.
No. It was just a panel. They used to bring this one guy in. I think he used to work for Bill or Hillary at one point. And they used to bring him in to, like, play the liberal side of the coin. And he thought they were off the air at one point, but they weren't. And he was like, fuck you! And, like, he was telling one of the other people to fuck off for, like, something they said to him on the air. And he thought they were off the air. And that really gave me an insight as to, like, what might happen when the cameras go off after those panels happen. Like, I just imagine they're totally professional, and when the cameras go off, they're like, oh, yeah, have a good day. But I guess sometimes they're like, fuck you! So... Holy shit.
I like it.
And then he realized they were live. They're like, we're live. He said fuck like a couple times.
Was it James Carville?
No. Dude, the weird thing about... Dude, James Carville, his wife is like the opposite version of him.
Yeah.
Like, he's a Democratic strategist, and she's a Republican strategist.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
It's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Like, yin and yang.
I like that, yeah. It's kind of like Shriver and Schwarzenegger.
Kind of. I mean, they're divorced now.
Well, but they were together, and Shriver was like a Kennedy, right?
Yeah. John F. Kennedy was her uncle.
Yeah.
All right.
Call, see him in the fire department, the police department, and they said there were 7,500 inside the Trump rally.
The place only holds 65.
That's not true. Up to 8,000.
It'd be fucking crazy if... Arnold Schwarzenegger's Puerto Rican love child that looks a lot like him ran for president someday. If they just groomed him to be president someday.
Does he have the last name or no?
He could take it if he wanted to.
True.
I mean, he's already like acknowledged and accepted by him. So even if he wasn't born with that name, he could take it.
You think he'd run Republican?
Who knows? He won't be old enough for it for a long time. Arnold has another son, too, that's like an actor right now.
Yeah.
And that's one of his kids with Maria.
Yeah.
I
think he was dating Miley Cyrus for a while.
The son?
Yeah. Schwarzenegger's son, I think it was.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger wasn't going
to... Yeah, Patrick.
Patrick
Schwarzenegger. Yeah, the one that he had with the maid is... his name is Christopher... I think. Oh no! Joseph. I think. Yeah, dude. Like people took. He has like Arnold features.
That's his. Wow. That's his son with the maid.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Huh. Forget, definitely his kid.
Forget a no political run. Put him in Conan 2.0.
Look at this.
Oh, dude.
Arnold had the benefit of doing a bunch of steroids when it was really easy to get steroids back in the day.
Pretty easy to get now.
I mean, they were basically legal though in the early 70s or late 70s.
No problem. Everybody's doing steroids.
But yeah, that's cool. Like
he probably is on steroids. He's not as yoked as Papa, but he's good.
That's because Arnold was doing mad steroids when you could do steroids like there was no tomorrow. That's why. Arnold did all kinds of fucking steroids. Pro bodybuilders, I mean, they still do it now.
So he hangs out with his dad and stuff, too?
Yeah. Good. Like, here's them, like, riding bikes together and shit.
I'm glad he's not the estranged son.
No, not at all.
Aw, cool.
Looks like he officially doesn't have Schwarzenegger as a name, though. But you know he could, like, if he became an actor or, like, whatever, he could use the name if he wanted
to. If he became an actual barbarian?
He could do Conan, kind of. I mean, yeah, like, he's pretty jacked, though.
With the Hulkamania shirt?
Yeah, I like that.
I bet you he's going to join WWE before he ever becomes president.
I mean, yeah, who knows? I was just fucking around about that.
Schwarzenegger's kids got an easy job in the E. They'll hire him in
you
a
think
second.
So?
Oh, dude, Triple H loves Schwarzenegger. He'll pull him in. Vince loves Schwarzenegger. They'll pull him in. They'll put him on TV tomorrow if they... They put him down in NXT. Give him the strap. They would love that. They would love that kid. They gave Kris Kristofferson's kid a damn deal.
So this just proves,
look
like,
up how old he is.
Arnold has like super sperm, and he makes like, even with like a 4'9" tall Puerto Rican maid, he can still make like fucking, you know, a fucking superhuman.
I bet you he can fuck a chihuahua and make a little warrior. That's Schwarzenegger though, man. Schwarzenegger's not even that tall, right? He's like 5'11".
Yeah, he's not really that tall.
Oh, wow.
When I met him,
I don't know. Yeah, he might be just under 6 feet.
Yeah, he's 5'10", maybe. When I met him, I was like towering over
How
him.
How old was he?
This was like 5 years ago.
Okay,
years
so
ago.
He's old there.
Yeah.
You know, you do get shorter.
I know. I've been shrinking. I hate it. But I'm actually not that small. Losing weight made me grow another inch on top.
It readjusted.
Yeah.
I don't want to shrink. If I shrink too much, I'll be a midget.
It's okay. You probably won't shrink as much.
You know what?
You're not
I don't.
Tall, right?
Google says Arnold is 6'2".
6'2"?
Google says Arnold is 6'2".
Maybe that's true, but he did not look no 6'2" when I was standing next to him.
I'm sure his height and weight would be posted for like back from his bodybuilding days and shit. So
he looked like a short boy when I was next to him, but maybe I was just overcompensating because he was a millionaire celebrity and I was just dicking around next door.
And 6 to 10,000 outside. So that was double what Beto O'Rourke had.
How's that double 15?
The only, because he didn't have 15.
He did.
Because the fire department and the police department both didn't do official estimates.
Okay. Let's
and
leave
these
that
were
alone.
The estimates from his own.
You know
people.
What? You have such trouble with statistics. I'm going to leave it alone. But I will say this. I noticed that Donald Trump last night did not mention national emergency. And so I'm hopeful that today, with the deal that's been announced, we...
It'd be so weird to be one of these Fox News liberals to work for a company that basically wants to have you on to try to make you look stupid to push their agenda every day.
But I
they
mean,
usually succeed in it
for
multiple reasons. But sometimes they get it. Sometimes Combs got Hannity and made him look kind of dumb.
Very, very rarely, but yeah.
Well, Hannity was younger and sharper and better looking, and
He was better on all accounts.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason they hired jobbers to play the liberals,
right?
Like you said, it must suck to be, but like this guy wouldn't have a job on TV on any other station.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know,
you think CNN's knocking down their door for this
they
guy?
They float around all the time. I mean, Tucker had been on CNN before. They kind of
Didn't
float around.
Did he start
around.
Off on MSNBC?
I don't know. He was on
Crossfire?
He was the host. Yeah, that's on CNN. He was the host of SC Cup was on Crossfire too for a while.
Cucker Charleston. SC Cup is a cutie.
Yeah, dude, the John Stewart Crossfire.
So
with
good.
Tucker Carlson is like, whoa.
He just blew flames down Tucker Carlson's face.
Those were the bow tie days.
Tucker Carlson.
He blew the bow tie right off of Tucker.
The bow tie started spinning like a propeller. It was great.
Then he had to retire it.
Yeah. John Stewart knocked that shit right off. John Stewart also stopped John Cena from winning a world title reign. So
you had to beat Ric Flair.
You must love John Stewart. Because
yeah, I think he's all right.
He stops John Cena. He stops Cucker Tarleson. He's basically like your personal bodyguard now. I got to stop talking trash because John Stewart might come and try and stop me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
Just knock on your door.
I'm scared.
I wonder what he does these days. Didn't he like completely retire from all media and like move on a farm or some shit? I don't
really?
Know. Something like that.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I know he's got like a beard again. He used to be mostly shaved all the time. I don't know. Let's go. Oh, check this out. This is weird. And I don't understand the full context of this. I guess there at this Trump rally we're watching scenes from here, there was a reporter from BBC News there. And this Trump supporter just randomly comes up and shoves him. And
is it on video?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, this Trump supporter, he's definitely not a white dude either. Like, a lot of people, when they picture the average Trump supporter, they picture, you know, a mid-20s to, like, mid-40s white dude, I would say, normally. and this guy's definitely not white.
I saw a MAGA hat in the wild in Seattle like a couple weeks ago.
In the wild?
Yeah, in the wild. Like, you know, because you never see people wear MAGA hats like just going about their day-to-day in Seattle. But this old man.
Yeah, I don't even
MAGA
see
hat.
That here.
Yeah.
I usually see stickers on trucks.
Oh, man. I guarantee you, you'd see someone in Ohio wearing that shit.
I wanted to go talk to the old man about it and just like sit down and interview him, but then I was like, I will just respect his privacy, even though he's at the mall wearing the MAGA hat. I was like, I really want to just talk to him and like see if I could get some perspective from the old cooter.
What was that alternative version of the MAGA hat that we wanted to make?
Oh, we were talking to Tim Black about.
Yeah, Make America
Gangster Again, and we were gonna get it put on ski masks. I'm looking up the price to do that. I might get that done. I watched Tim Black on the Amazon, his special.
Yes.
That shit's good. You guys should check it out.
Yeah, if you guys have Amazon Prime, do a search for Tim Black on Amazon Prime, and you'll see his comedy special. Check it out. You know, he produced his own comedy special with footage of him performing at various comedy clubs around the country. He did Columbus, Ohio. He did Portland. He did a few other places that I can't remember off the top of my head right now. He got too high in Portland. You should check that out if you like Tim. You know, if you enjoy Tim as a guest of the show.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do. A lot of people loved having Tim on.
Yep.
And he was a cool dude.
Now back to the BBC.
Yes. Check this out.
It's for African Americans.
Okay, he's got Beto's microphone here.
Yep. The lowest level. Look, this is where he got pushed, you see?
Yeah.
This is the perspective of the camera
operator. The cameraman from BBC. Oh, golly.
Look at the guy that shoved him. This guy.
Oh, my God.
Not a white guy.
Is it Sky Williams?
I don't know who he is. Or is he like...
He looks mixed.
Yeah.
Brown.
El Paso?
Yeah, this is in El Paso, so he's probably Hispanic. Chances are, anyway.
Maybe he's from the esteemed wrestling family, the Guerreros.
Oh, thank you. You all right?
You all right?
Everything okay?
Have a conversation with him.
Please. Okay, thank you. Employment. Look at all the press spec. You believe that?
Finish the wall. Most of the wall that's there right now, it was built before Trump even became president.
Yeah. Hold up.
Start it before you can.
Do you see that MAGA Where's Waldo beanie back there on the blonde chick?
Yeah.
I want that. That looks cute.
Are you talking about
that MAGA Waldo hat? The Waldo beanie. This is Make America Great Again around the brim.
Yeah.
That's a cute hat.
She's all made, like, doing this and shit. So dumb.
What's the green MAGA hat? Is it labor unions?
I haven't seen that one before.
I think I saw one in Portland. I think it might be for unions.
They've gone down a long way since they started hitting us a little bit, right?
Oh, damn.
Are they... Are they going to throw them over the top Royal Rumble style?
I'm guessing these women probably brought in some kind of sign that was anti-Trump, and the fucking crazies there grab it from them and like tear it up. It's crazy.
Look here, you fucking bitch. You don't talk that way in front of my president, woman. Better respect men in El Paso, woman.
Where do these people come from? Where do they come from?
America.
I mean, look at the results of the last election. There's a huge amount of people that didn't vote for you. So that's where they come from.
He made my little baby Lacey
More
Green cry.
They did.
He made my baby Lacey Green cry when he got elected. How could he do that? How could you make my little sweet baby Lacey Green cry like that? How could you do that, Trump? Mean son of a bitch. That's where people come from. They come from your America, Donald Trump.
That's a good pause.
By the way, everybody, actually, that's the end of the video. If you're watching right now, please like this video. Please double check and make sure you're still subscribed to this channel. while you're at it, make sure you're also subscribed to DP Underground, and then also my channel, the Ben Pye channel, Meds Peds' channel, Billy the Fridge's channel. Let's get, fuck, by the end of this year, Meds Peds needs to be over 1,000 at least.
Yeah, I know.
And we need to finally get Billy the Fridge's fucking silver play button.
If I can just get a silver play button, I'll be able to cry like my friend Monday Matt.
I want you to
Able to cry like my friend Jeff Holiday. I'll be able to cry like my friend Ben Pye did when he got the Drunken Peasant's silver play button.
I didn't.
You didn't cry?
No.
Oh, why the fuck do I want to cry?
I don't know.
I just want my 17 cents, man.
I didn't
my,
know
my
I was,
AdSense.
I didn't know I was supposed to cry. I got the box, I opened it and looked at it, and I looked at the letter, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then I put it back in the box and, like, put it somewhere.
Oh, you didn't even hang it up?
I did eventually, but it was like, yeah, it's cool, you know.
I'm going to bake mine into a cake and then feed it to a prisoner. MAGA.
Ouch.
MAGA.
Yep.
Did you watch the Grammys, Benjamin?
Nah.
Oh.
I heard Alicia Keys tore it up with her dual piano thing.
I heard Dolly Parton perform there, and I missed it. I want to watch that. She looked good, dude.
You're weird.
I saw her on the red carpet.
I don't care.
Good. My buddy was at the Grammys. He got just taking a picture with Weird Al and stuff. I was jelly. I want to take a picture with Weird Al. I love Weird Al.
You love him?
I love
him. My mom took a picture of Weird Al.
Yeah.
She has a crush on him. It's weird. No,
you know, I look a lot like a fat Weird Al, right?
Yeah, definitely the hair.
Let her know. Let her know.
You want to hook up with my mom? She might.
Oh, my God.
She might like you.
I'm saying.
She's a little old.
Oh, she's a little old?
Yeah.
Is she Dolly Parton old?
I don't know. How old is Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton's only in her 60s?
What?
Is she only in her 60s? I figured Dolly Parton was like at least 70-something by now.
Maybe. I don't know.
Working 9 to 5. I want to go to Dollywood too.
I'm going to change the fucking subject.
We got goals this year, Ben. We got to do a meetup at Dolly World.
I'd rather do a meetup almost anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah,
Garbage Island?
That's in Tennessee. I don't want to go to Tennessee. By the way, it's called Dollywood, not Dollywood, Dolly World. Yeah.
I'm really not that big of a Dolly Parton enthusiast. I just like her giant boobs.
Dude, they probably like go down to her ankles now.
Could you imagine a three-way with Dolly Parton and Elvira? Could you imagine that? It'd be so gross.
About the president,
I love it.
He says, you know, I'm unsure about the
movie,
but
title.
Does he wear a tie to match the turtle color?
So someone who's good at Photoshop, you should be able to take this and snip it out and put his, like, turn his skin green and put him on the body of a, put his big ass head on the body of a turtle.
Or even just make his head recess into the neck like a turtle would.
Yeah.
That'd be a great gif.
Turtle.
Just turtle head poking in and out.
I've got the turtle head poking through.
I like it.
Transfer authority. To move money around. The pot of money.
So they made a deal on the fence.
Big. And if some of those money be put toward these DHS priorities are moved around from defense or disaster aid, and could that create a problem?
Well, first of all, I hope he signs the bill. And second, I think he.
Second of all, I'm sick of that fucking rabbit always trying to race me all the time. Damn it.
Oh, man.
I wish there was a Democratic senator that looked like a bunny. Like, he had, like, big buck teeth or something.
So that he would lose to Mitch McConnell?
And then, we could get a video of him and Mitch McConnell, like, trying to race to the fucking,
Beto is basically a rabbit, right? Beto O'Rourke? He's kind of like the trick rabbit.
He's got it a little bit.
Ought to feel free to use whatever tools.
I need a video of them racing. And somehow Mitch McConnell wins at the end somehow. Maybe he just takes out a gun and shoots Beto.
He can legally use to enhance his efforts.
Well, he can't always be a sweet boy if you want to get ahead, especially when you're a tortoise racing a hare.
Secure the border. So, no, I would not be troubled by that.
I could win anyway, so slow and steady is all the pace. knock on any assurances that the president signed this deal?
Well, I don't ask for that.
I want to feed him raw hamburger.
One of the
right
things
now
that happens around here is you reach an agreement, and then the deal has to actually be put on paper. And frequently there's a lot of elbowing back and forth after the agreement is reached. I told the president I thought he as well as...
So they're making this a bigger deal than it actually is. Yeah, they're going to build some more fence.
A lot of elbowing when you're doing the race, trying to keep up a steady pace. Got to keep ahead of the rabbit. Slow and steady is the Mitch McConnell's habit.
All of us ought to wait until we've actually read the final deal.
I think if Beto's lucky, he's going to get picked up as a vice presidential candidate. He doesn't stand a chance to be the nominee.
I don't think he'll even get that.
I have recommended that if it becomes what we think it is, I do recommend he sign it.
If you pose it, Nancy.
How could the president have been better off accepting the deal that the Senate negotiated before the shutdown?
You know, there are people that run for president just to position themselves to be someone else's running mate.
Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
I think he's got a pretty good deal here, you know. The speaker said there wouldn't be a dollar for a wall. Well, I guess we're going to have an argument now about what's a wall, but barriers. And they wanted a cap on detention.
It's not going to be a wall. That's why everyone's so loose with how they're saying it. It's not going to be a wall as it was originally explained.
I just like how there's a wall in San Diego and they're not using that as a selling point. Like, California got their fucking wall. Why can't the other hot points of the border have their wall?
Hot points, sure. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. But to have it, like, you know, hundreds of miles away from the nearest, like, major road in the middle of the desert. Yeah, fuck that. There's no point in having it there.
They should just have wandering attack
the,
dogs.
The terrain itself is enough of a wall.
They should just release, like, thousands of feral dogs along the border and just drop sausages at the border.
They could fly drones up above that can detect body heat and find people when they're hundreds of miles away. So and then they can dispatch actual law enforcement to go and arrest people if they want to.
What if the people that come to the border, we hire them to protect the border on the other side? We just give them money and like, hey, just protect this border. You work for us now.
I still think they should do a moat. That'd be cool. Yeah. With alligators and shit.
Yeah.
It would dry up in a lot of places.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places
filled with lava.
From like...
lava.
Yeah. Yeah, lava from like the Gulf of Mexico all the way to... you know, the Pacific Ocean in California, there's like so much of that is desert. You in all seriousness could not build a moat.
Yeah.
But that'd be crazy. Cause like you'd fill it up with water and it would dry up like within a month at least.
Yeah. You just got to constantly keep a running stream, a hose
and then
America's water bill.
And then like for most of it, for like most of the border, the Texas border with Mexico, there already is a moat. It's the Rio Grande.
Rio
Grande, however you want to say it.
Nacho Grande.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there's so many ways to protect our border. I think that we should start maybe like a contest for school children to figure out a good way. They always have great ideas.
I do kind of
like draw the little pictures. It'll be cute. Yeah.
I do kind of wish there could be a moat and they could set up a thing and like if you can pole vault over the moat, then
citizenship.
You get citizenship.
No,
but if you fall off into the water, there's alligators, and if you survive the alligators, a sniper will just take you out. so then we just stream it live, and people got to pay like $20 a month to watch it.
The American Gladiators should come back
and
at
all
the border.
All the ads that get played on that shit, holy shit. Man, ratings through the roof.
Yeah. American Gladiators.
So, you know, I think he's done just fine. I hope he'll conclude that because he's got to sign the bill.
Do you realize we have to... Mitch McConnell is so fucking boring that we have to talk about a hypothetical moat. And
because we ran out of turtle jokes. Somebody should leave this guy
in
Onision's backyard.
I bet he could swim in the moat.
Fighting alligators. I love that pause, though. That's a good one.
Turtle.
I want the video of the sea turtle that, like, lays its eggs in the sand and like buries it and like does that, but to put like Mitch McConnell's head over the turtle. Look at him here. Look how turtle like he looks.
Turtle.
Bye.
This guy in the blue tie looks pissed.
Heroes like, in a half shell.
Those guys are probably some kind of security or something. I don't know. They could be senators.
If Mitch McConnell's tie was purple and one of those other guys' red ties were orange, I would think they were the Ninja Turtles in disguise. I'm not sure.
Check this out. Here's a story where this kid that was raised in Ohio, his parents were anti-vaxxers. And when he got old enough, he just went ahead and got himself vaccinated anyway.
There's forums on Reddit for kids that are trying to figure out how to get vaccinated because their parents wouldn't vaccinate them. It's crazy. And if you're a kid that your parent won't vaccinate them, go find the forum on Reddit because people will help you get vaccinated.
I also think, you know, it's funny. This is even more of a, like, I already support, like, teenage girls being able to be on birth control without their parents' permission.
Yeah, or get a nice abortion without the mama knowing.
Sure, but I mean, you don't even have to get that far if you just let the kids take the fucking birth control, right? Yeah. So, so even more so, I support this, like kids being able to just go get vaccinated if they want to.
Yeah.
Because they're actually putting other people at risk if they get the measles. And infect a bunch of people with the fucking measles.
Yeah, and like the people that I feel the worst for are the ones that actually have allergic reactions to the vaccines and they can't get it. Like, they're the ones that really can't get the vaccines.
Sure.
So they're put at risk because all these fucking people on Facebook believe in these conspiracy theories. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. because if everyone who could get vaccinated did, then the people, the small percentage of people who can't, because they're allergic to it, wouldn't have to worry.
And what are the percentages?
We have a whole fucking county in southern Washington that's having an outbreak of measles right now.
Do we know what the percentage of kids that get autism versus the percentage of kids that
there's don't no get... there's they don't just like... It's not like they give them a shot and all of a sudden that now you have autism. So there's no correlation between the two whatsoever.
Yeah, but I would like to know if there's anti-vax kids that also get autism, like that didn't get vaccinated. There's got to be like a percentage. Like, is the percentage lower or higher? Like, is there some actual data behind this?
Anti-vax kids are thankfully a small segment of the population, but there's as more and more of them, you know, as we get more and more anti-vaxxers in the world, the worse the problem can get. So
we got to start meeting anyway, them. Here it is. Why I like Jeff Holliday. He does God's work.
A mother and her teenage son are at odds over the safety of childhood vaccines. High school senior Ethan Lindenberger says his parents' misguided beliefs about his health and the health of his younger siblings put them at risk. He recently defied his mother and got vaccinated. Dr. Tara Narula shows us what can happen when children raised in anti-vaccine households start to get their own information. Tara, good morning.
Good morning, John. Ethan Lindenberger says he turned to Reddit, an online message board, to help him find the truth.
Wow, this is the best thing that Reddit's ever done.
I know.
Like, normally Reddit,
right for once.
Yeah, usually Reddit is like one of the most disgustingly toxic websites on
Reddit's
Earth.
My people.
Yeah, whatever.
Vaccines.
Reddit loves
After reading scientific papers and journals, he came to the conclusion he had to disobey his mother and get immunized.
I question her judgment, but not her
God,
care.
Give this
for
kid a fucking...
For most of his life, Ethan Lindenberger thought it was normal for most kids not to get immunized. But about 2 years ago, he began to see how the posts about vaccines his own mother was sharing on social media were dangerous.
You have something like measles, which is a preventable disease that we can vaccinate against. That I and many.
Wow. So, yeah, at least he didn't inherit his mother's wit.
Mm-hmm. People believe is coming back.
Is he
back
having a herpes outbreak right now?
Opinions.
No, he's a teenager. It's called acne.
Huh.
Like the ones that have influenced my mom.
In November, Lindenberger asked strangers on Reddit where he could go to get up to date with his shots. My parents are kind of stupid.
I'm sure his parents were happy to hear that when they watched this news story.
I mean, what do they care? He's already disavowing their wishes and getting fucking
immunized. I don't think he's disavowing them, though. Just, I mean, he can still he can still go get a vaccine against their wishes and not call them stupid. That's the funny part.
Yeah.
He wrote, "God knows how I'm still alive."
I was like, what? I was just blown away.
Jill Wheeler is his mother.
There's a degree of feeling like, you know, he doesn't trust what I say as a parent.
The intention of...
Wow, his one brother still has, like, an emo haircut or something. Or is that his dad? Is that his dad?
I don't know, man. That could be Papa.
I don't know.
Emo dad? Does he have an emo dad?
Yeah, I guess he might.
Oh, no.
Is that, like, Onision's brother or something?
No.
I can't tell. It almost... Man, that's a huge family.
Somebody's vaxxed the rest of them. Can we
are these all brothers and sisters aside from the parents? Holy shit.
Yeah, they all look pretty young.
The dad,
you can definitely
like
tell that chick with the yellow hair doesn't believe in vaccines.
Can tell I don't know. She might be totally new age.
That wasn't to blame my parents for anything or make them look dumb. You know, that again, that came from a place of frustration and trying to deal with this issue and find common ground.
Lindenberger show.
It is so fucking scary that anybody can reproduce. It is.
Yeah.
This is really fucking scary.
But his parents, scientific studies that showed vaccines were safe and effective, but his mother remained unconvinced.
I think it was just straight up fear of him getting these immunizations and having a bad reaction. I think a lot of people look at this as a straight black and white answer, and I don't feel like it is.
Lindenberger is 18, and in Ohio, he's old enough to get shots without his parents' permission.
Good.
In December, he got vaccinated for influenza, hepatitis, tetanus, and HPV.
Tetanus, oh my God. Everyone should get a tetanus shot, because that is a terrible illness to suffer from. It's like a terrible fucking fatal illness that's so easily avoidable.
His 16-year-old brother, who's now considering also getting his shots, will have to wait. There is no federal law mandating children be immunized. Only 7 states and Washington, D.C. allow minors to get vaccinations without parental consent.
I wonder if you can out of state go to Oregon from Washington or California.
I can't believe we're so backwards on this issue.
In Washington?
I mean, look at the fucking map.
Do you think we'll be for long after we just had a fucking measles outbreak?
Look how many states don't do it. Look how many states are on the wrong side.
It might not have been a problem in most people's minds here because we don't have a lot of anti-vax speech.
We have a whole county full
of
them.
Now we do, right? It'll probably get pushed in.
Yeah, and now there's at least one confirmed case in the Seattle area.
Yeah, you know what I'm seeing with Oregon, Idaho, Pennsylvania, is that Arkansas, Tennessee?
Yeah, North and South Carolina.
This is where, like, the Ozarks and shit, like, backwoods motherfuckers. There's probably a lot of Amish families.
Not down there.
In Pennsylvania, there is.
Yes, in Pennsylvania, yes.
And then Oregon and Idaho, there's a lot of, like, militant... white supremacist like groups that probably homeschool their fucking kids. These are over the states where there's a lot of weird homeschooling going on, and they had to push this through. Because
there's weird homeschooling going on everywhere, honestly. Yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of him for standing for what he believes in, even if it is against what I believe. It's he's a good boy.
He's a sweet boy.
Dog.
You guys generally call his parents stupid. They're like, he's a good boy.
Next round of vaccinations later this month. Anti-vaccine conspiracy theories Dr. Tarantula? Often use pseudoscientific language, which makes them both potent and enduring.
I think it's so important that it should probably be mandated, and people who can't afford it, I think, you know, the government should just provide vaccines. I don't know. I don't think something like this that's a public health issue should be a choice. I don't know.
I feel like
they should not be able to go to public school, right? Like, yeah. I think some places that might be the case.
Yeah, you have to be homeschooled. You have to be kept away from all this shit. I don't know. Like, I don't feel like the government should just be able to force things on you, but we might need to, right?
The government already forces all kinds of things on us that are way less important than stopping deadly preventable diseases.
Yeah.
So
I just hate giving the government more power to put things in my body.
Yeah, but it's like it could be measured objectively. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, it's not one of those things you have an opinion on. Like, you know, oh, I like this, I don't like this. Like, unless your opinion is you want your child to die of some preventable disease, which, I mean, don't have a kid.
The chef holiday. He's in the chat.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he shut up for the anti-vax talk because he's a sweet boy that cares.
Yeah, because that's his thing. I know he loves those videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I guess make all the kids get vaccinated. It just, I feel like it
should, I don't necessarily think that there should be criminal penalties for not doing it, but there should at least be civil penalties, like, you know, like maybe like a tax penalty or something like that. I don't know.
Or maybe if you don't get your kids vaccinated, they have to get a face tattoo that says they're not vaccinated. Like, I'm the mark of the least.
There has to be something.
Or a bracelet or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
They should all break off and form their own little ethnostate. Or it wouldn't be ethnostate. It'd be a medical state.
There's been a few cults that have set up shop in Southern Washington. I've seen a few like YouTube documentaries about various cults that set up. Like there was this one like Indian cult that had a ton of American members. It was some Indian guru, and they all moved into this small town in Southeast Washington, and they basically forced out anyone who lived there before them, and then they tried to build like this weird utopia. And they had like their own little police force. They actually got incorporated as a city, but it was a cult, basically. It was crazy.
It was called Kickassia?
No.
Oh.
That was different.
Oh. Man, Billy, I'm really trying to find the stats for you. Unvaccinated kids with autism.
Yeah.
Which apparently they're studying like Amish communities for that, but I can't get an actual number.
I heard Vern Troyer grew up Amish. Sizes.
Hmm.
Vern Troyer, the little midgy boy.
Oh,
imagine having to circumcise that.
He has Amish descent. His grandparents were like Amish on the farm. His parents were like factory workers. He grew up like with that Amish bloodline. He was like a little.
I think I heard that too.
He was like, he would go have to work like out in the barn and shit as a little boy.
That must be tough when you're so little like that.
Throwing hail bay and stuff.
I mean, by the end of his life, he was riding on a hover round.
Yeah, I wonder if his parents vaccinated him.
Wasn't
right?
he like a severe alcoholic too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to show this article because this is very interesting and it affects all of us here. Where is it? It's right here. YouTube announces it will no longer recommend conspiracy videos. So if you have a video that has any content that could be considered a conspiracy video, you will not get recommended on YouTube. They will not help to distribute and promote your videos.
What if it's obviously a joke? You think that still
would... I don't think this algorithm detects jokes. It doesn't detect intent. Like if we let's say we covered something like a school shooting or something like that.
Yeah.
And we just talked about the facts. We didn't get into the gory details. We were totally serious about it. And, you know, we denounced the violent act and everything. We would not be able to monetize that video. They would say we were trying to profit off of a tragedy. Meanwhile, I guarantee you CNN, Fox News, and anyone else who talks about that same incident is going to be able to monetize their video.
But they do their own monetization, right? The big studios.
Some of them, yeah.
The big television stations, they have their own deals brokered for YouTube monetization.
Right, so they're not at the mercy of this bullshit algorithm.
Yep. Hmm. So, stomping on the little man.
Let's see what they say here.
YouTube has announced that it will no longer recommend videos that come close to violating its community guidelines, such as conspiracy or medically inaccurate videos. On Saturday, a former engineer for Google, YouTube's parent company, hailed the move as a historic victory.
A victory?
Against false information, I guess? The original blog post from YouTube, published on January 25th, said that the Videos the site recommends, usually after a user has viewed one video, would no longer lead just to similar videos and instead would pull in recommendations from a wider set of topics. For example, if one person watches one video showing the recipe for snickerdoodles, they may be bombarded with suggestions for other cookie recipe videos. Up until the change, the same scenario would apply to conspiracy videos. YouTube said in the post that the action is meant to reduce the spread of content that comes close to but doesn't quite cross the line of violating its community policies. The examples the company cited include promoting a phony miracle cure for a serious illness, claiming the earth is flat, or making blatantly false claims about historic events like 9/11. Jilly Juice is no longer getting recommended.
So if we made a fake commercial for a product called like Dr. Billy's anti-AIDS water, and we were like trying to sell this water that cured your AIDS,
can it be?
It would not get recommended.
Can it be Dr. Billy's anti-AIDS boner grower?
Yeah.
So it like it cures your AIDS, it keeps you from getting AIDS, and it makes your dick bigger.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
That would sell better.
What a miracle product.
I did a video kind of like that called a dirt therapy, where you inject dirt into your veins and it cures your body of all ailments. So
does it work?
Like I said, if I hit that 1,000 subscribers, no ads there, and no recommendations.
Did you? You know what? I want Meds Peds to hit 1,000 subscribers so she can start live streaming, for one thing.
Yeah, I want to do that at some point.
If Jared Genesis can get over 1,000 subscribers, you should be able to as well. Let me see here. God damn it. I'm tired of this shit.
Hello?
Oh, GF joined us.
It's the chef.
Hello, I got a wind just now that perhaps I might be a topic of interest. I thought I would stop in, clear up any potential misunderstandings.
Okay. Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
That girl that did all the graffiti love letters to you, was that the girl you're currently dating, or is that some other girl?
No, see, this is the fake news. Absolutely not. No way was my love, Mama JF, was she involved at all in this harmful and terrible graffiti?
Okay.
You see, the thing is she is a proud Canadian woman, and obviously anybody who would spray paint, not only that I am the king of the world, which is true, of course, but also 1488, that is a low IQ maneuver, and she is very high IQ and very sexy.
JF, I did it for you, JF. I did a love letter on the wall for you. No, JF, I love you.
We talk about this. We do not talk about this online, not where we are live.
You are the Ken Gee of the world, JF. I love you. I drew the heart on the police station for you.
we talked about this. You are going to have to go back in the crate if you keep this up.
You taught me how to spell king, JF. You taught me how to spell king.
That is true. You are learning very good. You got the gold star the whole day.
Are you okay, JF? It sounds like you're laughing there. What's so funny, man?
I am weeping for the low IQ of the Western world. The white race seems to be watered down, and we must increase it with having high IQ babies. That is why I am trying to impregnate Mama JF right now.
JF, you told me our baby will have an IQ of 1488. JF, the highest recorded IQ in all of the ethnostate. JF.
That is true. We are building ourselves a new messiah to take over Trash Island.
Why does it smell like garbage? What is this thing here, JF?
That is a natural aroma. That is a smell of brilliance. Anyway, I hope I have cleared this up. I hear somebody else wants to come on, so I am going to go. But you all have a wonderful day. I do not care who out there is trying to spread these slanderous lies. so I do not appreciate it, but take care.
JF, you want to spread my slanderous thighs? JF?
I'm going to die live.
I think he's gone.
Oh, no.
What the fuck was it?
I don't know.
We got, like, our stream crossed with another.
Oh, shit.
With another stream, I think. It was a.
Got caught
in public space.
I think it might have been Zach Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little brain to brain.
That's
right. It
was. Yep. Stream to stream action.
Damn. Zach Knight smuggled me in a drop pod from the Church of Gale.
Oh my god, dude. I saw Medsped's crying. She was crying.
Yeah. I was passing away on air.
It was very hot, by the way. Your sexy tears turned me on.
Jesus Christ, you know, I try. Man. Dude, that blew my mind though, seriously. I remember hearing about the original story.
Yeah.
And sure. Be like, yeah. Man, holy shit, like, they're actually, their popularity has actually crossed over into actual, like, real-life vandalism occurring. And right. then
It's almost up there with having your podcast mentioned in court documents for somebody who can't...
Oh, God.
Who can't legally date.
Oh, boy. I just want to say about that, though, like, to all the people debating that subject, like, what do people with disabilities do? Like, they do the same thing with people that don't have disabilities. People who don't have disabilities date other people who don't have disabilities. Teenagers date other teenagers. People with disabilities date people with disabilities. That's how it works.
Can you not date places somebody?
I worked at a center for people with disabilities, and it's like high school. They're all fucking each other, and it's fine because they're all disabled. Mm-hmm. Nobody's taking advantage of anyone else, but so it's pretty simple.
I watched an episode of Glee, and on Glee, they had like this full regular white dude date the girl with Down syndrome. And they were like, that's gross. How could you do that? And then they were like, actually, they're people too, and they should be allowed to date. And the moral of the story was date someone with Downs. Right? And that was on a national television
The program. Moral of the story, yeah. Billy went looking for it later that day. He's like, I gotta do what this movie told me to do.
Can I get a goofy brain Dolly Parton, please?
Oh my God.
Can I say that?
No, you can say that. You can totally say that. I mean, like, so the continuing epic that is JF and his girlfriend, like, I was really happy for him. He got a girlfriend. She seemed to really love him. She seemed a little off, a little goofy, but whatever. I mean, fuck, look at me. I'm a weirdo and a freak and an alcoholic. So I'm not trying to throw stones or anything like that. And then, like, there was a clip recently where she kind of had, like, some trouble in this stream and seemed really upset. And I actually felt really bad. I was like, oh, that poor girl. And then this shit comes out about the graffiti, and I'm like, oh, no. I mean, taking the brakes off this one now. That's too funny.
Sorry, I have to laugh.
I laugh and I feel bad at the same time. I'm like, holy shit. I mean, like, also... I'm pretty sure this would be considered hate speech in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, she spray painted 1488 on a fucking wall. Right. Like, yeah, it's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
And hate speech is, like, there's a whole bunch of hate speech laws that exist up there that don't exist here.
Yeah. There's a reason why Jordan Peterson's rose to fame.
Yeah, right. Didn't Wild Bill get kicked out of Canada for something like that?
That's what he said.
He was denied entry.
He probably just didn't have the proper
He's probably too dumb to realize that when they ask you a question at the border, you're supposed to give them the most simple and direct answer. You're not supposed to be like, I'm here to speak at a rally for America or like whatever. Don't say you're coming to work. Don't unless you have a visa to work there and shit.
Yeah, you got
to
have a visa. You right. Cannot say
don't
you're
say
there
you're participating in some kind of big event or anything. Just say, oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm coming here for vacation. I'm going to go to the museum. I'm going to go to the zoo, whatever, you know, but don't make it like you're coming there to make money or like. Yeah. Take part in some kind of political rally or something. I mean,
I told them one time that I was going there to train pro wrestling, and they're like, well, wait, what do you mean? And I'm like, I just, you know, just go, I'm gonna body slam some people for fun. He's like, you're getting paid for it? I was like, no, fuck
yeah, man. Yeah. So, like,
it's fun
volunteering,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, it's pretty easy. If you need to, if you're going to be getting into like another country, all you got to do is you got to make sure you have a good line. You got to do something a little bit like, pardon me, I am coming to your country. I am looking for my forever person, my one and two only. I will be going and attending all of the group homes. I hope to find my wee-wee.
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 Yep. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Works every time.
There you go. Oh, boy.
Yeah, no. Anyways, this vaccine stuff, pretty wacky, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know if we can go back to that. I think we're I think we're way beyond that.
The vaccine was that's
my bread and butter, yeah, man. That's my bread and butter.
That's just bread and butter, but also they're saying now that like the Jilly Juice type thing won't be recommended in YouTube. Are you going to not be recommended because you're commenting on it?
Yeah, I've been kind of wondering about that, actually, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I'm not worried at this point, like, you know, if I don't get recommended or anything. Like, I don't do it for the subscribers. Well, I do it for my subs, but I don't do it to, like, try and get huge in subscribers anymore. I do it for the message. So I don't know. I guess just have to work more on search engine optimization if it fucks me up. Yeah. Whatever.
And you got your silver play button, right? So you're basically retired anyways. Who needs a gold play button?
I gotta figure out what the fuck to do with that thing. I was thinking ashtray, but I think I gotta quit smoking again, so I don't know.
I would say
at least
hold on to them, because in all reality there's really not that many of them in existence. There is like a finite number of them. And there's only one that's going to have your name on it, so at most you could probably sell it someday if you really wanted to.
You could hawk that some.
Yeah, I mean, at least that. So I would say don't, like, keep it in good condition, you know?
I should turn it into, like, a giant, like, Flava Flav style necklace, you know?
Yeah.
I could even make it spin. That'd be kind of cool.
Are they heavy? Like,
not. They're plastic. No,
really. Plastic.
Are they plastic?
Yeah. They worst. Like the old ones. I think they actually made them out of like a type of metal or something like that and plated it. But so many people got them at this point that now they're just plastic. They're really, really cheap.
I can't fucking believe that you guys just played out a scene, and like I don't know, man. That was like
that's great.
Yeah, yeah. You guys take that on the road.
Who did?
Oh, yeah. You're right. I can't believe we intercepted a transmission. Jeff and his girlfriend on Skype. Yeah.
The mom.
I don't know how
houses.
That happened.
That was crazy.
The public space. He always sounds so congested too. The public space. You know.
Yeah.
I actually got a really great. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry for interrupting. Someone gave me a 9/11, so I'm gonna have to do a shot right now.
Nice. Yeah. I'm on antibiotics. I can't drink, so you gotta drink for me, man.
Does that mean
I should do two shots for every 9/11?
Yes, that's exactly what that means.
So are you wishing you would have vaccinated yourself now that you've been on antibiotics for a couple weeks?
Oh, God. Against strep throat? Yeah, I should have taken the strep throat vaccine, man.
Yeah, that's what you know. Get. That's what you get for trying to defy our government and scientist scientific agenda of safety. Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
Just drink an entire bottle of essential oils. That'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
That'll cure it right up.
And you're going to burp and fart all sorts of wonderful floral scents. It'll be amazing.
Ben's tea looks like a piss jug to me.
Yeah, it is kind of piss looking. It's green tea.
Yeah.
Ooh, yum. I made a video about a chiropractor who's an anti-vaxxer, like I usually do, and he actually made me a video response. It's the most passive-aggressive fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. It's wonderful. He's like, God bless you. I know you don't believe in my God, but God bless you, and hey, I hope you and your wife and your kid are doing great, and, you know, it was just wonderful. But the thing was, he also wrote me a private message. And in that private message was like 10 times worse. He's like, at least I have a career and I'm not spending all day at home playing video games.
Huh.
Wow.
But, okay. Right.
I watched a documentary last night on The Amazing Randy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were showing how he like disproved faith healers and stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder, is that going to cut off faith healers from YouTube as well? Like, Are we going to see a lot of people saying persecution? Because their religious bullshit is going to be cut down?
Christian Science.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. Let's see and how far we can take this.
What is the line going to be like where they cut off from conspiracy stuff? Like, some stuff's easy.
The lines blurry. The lines are always blurry, and they're always used selectively depending on who they want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Anti-vaxxers and, like, fucking flat earthers, 9/11 conspiracy theorists. Wouldn't mind seeing those fucking people get knocked down a little bit.
Didn't Shane Dawson just release a conspiracy video?
Like, he did, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, so, like, I don't know. I wonder if he's going to get unrecommended and shit like that. I had a conspiracy video I wanted to put out. What's the point now? What's the point?
What are we going to do?
I was going to expose the Me Too movement being a targeted psyops against Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because up until, like, this week, then Woody Allen wasn't getting kicked off of Amazon or anything or out there until this week. But, like, the head of the Me Too movement was his fucking son, right? Or Mia Farrow's son?
Yeah.
Dylan Farrow?
Yeah.
And it's like, he was free. Bryan Singer was free. Nobody's kicking Bryan Singer off his productions until this week.
Then why'd they take down Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein
Company had a huge deal with Netflix.
They did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Weinstein Company had a deal. Kevin Spacey had a deal. Aziz Ansari had a show with Netflix. It was
Louis C.K.?
Louis C.K.? Yeah, they all had these Netflix deals. And they were all getting, like, one by one by one. There was a psyops. And then this is the kicker, right?
Always believe conspiracies.
This is what put me over the top. They had an episode of Unbreakable, the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, on Netflix, the Netflix original show, and the new half of the new season, the first episode, shows a fucking guy going around trying to uncover Me Too shit about somebody in the show just to blow their career. It's a hired spy going to uncover shit. Why would Netflix lay that out there, saying that they're having people going to uncover the people to destroy them through Me Too? Why would Netflix be the one?
Who's behind it? Who wants to get rid of Netflix?
The big Hollywood, who sees them encroaching on all of their earnings.
So you don't think it's like a who's turf big war Hollywood like Netflix?
Big Hollywood.
Tell me who old school specifically. Hollywood. Don't say it's a cabal like the Vigilant Christian does.
You know, we're talking Paramount, Universal, all these companies, right? Even Disney wants to see Netflix fail because Disney they have a deal with Netflix right now, but their deal is about to end, and then they're going to have their own streaming
service. Why
doesn't
Disney just start its own Netflix?
They are, but they had a deal with Netflix up until this year. All their movies had to be released on Netflix first.
They could just keep, they could be real competition with Netflix if they didn't license their movies to Netflix.
They will be.
And just put it on their own service.
They're starting that right now. It's going to happen in 2020. Or maybe by the end of this year it'll start. It's definitely happening.
Because they're buying up all the popular movie franchises.
They have all of Fox. They have all of their own Disney. It's going to be huge.
They have Marvel.
Star Wars.
Yeah, they have Marvel, Star Wars. They're going to be huge. I think by buying Fox, they have the original Star Wars film under their compendium.
Does that mean
now
they have
well?
The Simpsons too?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
Disney's honestly, I'd be really happy if they buy Star Trek because CBS fucking sucks, man. All the new Star Trek.
I'm waiting.
Like, garbage.
I'm waiting, but I'm very skeptical about this new Picard show that's in the works right now.
No, me too.
I'm hoping that it's good, so badly. I want to like it. I really hope it's good.
People are saying Aziz Ansari didn't get Me Too'd. That's horseshit.
He did.
Definitely had an article shitting on him.
I remember that.
And his
show. He went on a bad date or some shit, and he was being really uncomfortable, supposedly. I remember that.
He kept reintroducing sex to the date, and she was, like, not comfortable with it. And I think she blew him, but she wasn't comfortable with it after the fact, even though she never said no or anything. So it's like it's a really fucked up thing.
Yeah, I read the whole article. It was odd.
His is probably the most like humiliating and embarrassing out of all of them, I think. Well, maybe Louis C.K.'s was worse.
Louis is pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah.
He just had a lot of cringy like pickup lines, like trying to reintroduce sex into the whole situation. But I don't know.
Louis C.K. just wanted a jerk off audience, man. That's it. Come on.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
I mean, yep. I don't.
It's like, the American dream.
I always feel bad when I have to jerk off in front of a girl because she couldn't pleasure me enough and I have to finish on my own. I don't like that. I feel terrible.
Okay, what if it's not that situation? What if it's just an audience?
Oh, I don't know. I never thought of that before.
Yeah.
Weird.
Try it. No knock until you try it.
Okay, meds, peds, I'll be over and I'll start walking
whatever.
Now.
You can't. Yeah. It's pretty far away.
Yeah.
I'm obviously not going to walk over there to masturbate in front of you. We have Skype open right now.
Yes. That won't cancel the stream out at all. Oh, God.
All right, so yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
I came up with that, guys. I made that up.
Did we have to read any more of the Streamlabs, or are they all?
I'll take a look and see. We haven't gotten that many.
Ba-bow, bow.
Let's see. Yeah, there was a bunch of 9/11s. I think I have to read those. We got a couple new Patreons too.
Yeah.
All right. Take a shot, Biznatch, and fix my Discord. Not to be a broken record, but I posted in the general chat in the Discord the last time it happened, and I didn't see a response. Thank you. I love your shit. All right. Yeah, I guess do it again and I'll try to assign the roles. I tried to remove the Discord server from Patreon and put it back on, hoping that the bot would reassign the roles, but apparently it didn't for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. JJ also gave me 9/11. Bottoms up. Thank you, Mr. Six Figs 9/11. Drink my sweet, succulent Bensicle.
Oh,
Sexy,
seductive.
I'm living. I don't know how to say this person's name. I don't know how to say this.
Kilorthiel.
Yeah, it's Kilorethiw. How do you say that?
Kilorthiew.
Kilorthiew.
I have no idea.
Mr. Six, or Kilorthiew. However the fuck you say their name. Ben takes shots better than JFK. Now I'm number 9 monthly for your Streamlabs donations.
Too soon.
Glad too soon. I can give some now. Usually I can't. Also fix my Discord.
Too soon.
Everybody's Discord's broken. Yeah.
Discord?
Or one long Streamlab comment it. Per show.
Stop
okay.
It, Discord.
Yeah, I'll try to fix it.
Yeah. But I will say
there's more.
Too soon.
There's Clarth 123, maybe JF likes Spurgs because they speak like him. Barry Compton, $2. Sorry, meds, but Billy has the best boobs on stream.
Aww, not true. Not damn. True. Not true at all.
Dragon in the West. Ben, you keep using ironic incorrectly. I apologize. I'll try to use it correctly from now on.
We just got a new one, too, that needs to be addressed.
Oh, dear.
Ray E, $2. Do you have the July 2017, or is it gone forever? What the July 2017
private
what?
Show probably.
I don't know.
I was gonna say the whole month.
I don't know. What,
the month is gone.
Yeah. Do I have it? Yeah. Once it's gone, it is gone forever. Sadly.
Was that
that's
the
how
one
that's how linear timelines work.
That was the one
I don't
that
care.
Got us striked, right?
I don't know. I
think
don't know.
So.
Dragon in the West donated $2. Mitch McConnell sounds like Jimmy Stewart. Oh, Jimmy Stewart. Oh, Mary. I had no idea I had so many friends.
Turtle.
Yeah. I guess he does a little bit. He's got that shaky voice. Low energy videos. Emo Kid looks like Jay Dark E.
I don't know who that is.
It's an anti-vax video, right?
Yeah.
That's referencing. Yeah.
But I don't know who Jay Dark is.
A guy that has a haircut like that.
Okay.
Barry Compton, $2 through Super Chat. Jeff, we can go pick up preteens at VRC's Hot Topic.
No, not preteens. No, thanks. Oh, I'm good.
What the fuck?
I didn't hear the word
post-teens.
Preteens.
That's what it said.
Huh.
Oh, damn, Billy.
Huh. I thought preteens was like a new style of goth clothes.
Okay.
I'm wearing my preteens.
Yeah, you know what? Billy did try to get me to go to Hot Topic. I was like, why do you want to go to fucking Hot Topic so bad?
Because it wasn't one in a mall. It was a freestanding Hot Topic. You know how rare those are?
That's not why you said you wanted to go.
Oh, I probably said something about wanting to hit on the North Bend Hot Topic chicks.
Yeah.
Because North Bend is like a whole boonie city. Yeah.
Yeah.
You walk into a Hot Topic, there's going to be one guy.
That's where they filmed
there.
Twin Peaks. Yeah. It's the town where they filmed Twin Peaks back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, North Bend, Washington. I think you guys are talking about North Bend, Oregon. No, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing there?
Yeah.
No. North Bend, Washington, home of Twin Peaks, home of a freestanding Hot Topic where you're guaranteed to pick up a hot goth chick. Guaranteed.
You know, Billy.
I think it's really South Bend. I think it's actually South Bend, not North Bend.
In Oregon?
No, in Washington.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's South Bend, Washington.
Are you sure?
Yes, I looked it up.
I think it's North Bend.
Or maybe it is.
We should go to Forks.
Maybe it is
North
Bend. You know what? I think you're right. Actually, I got it confused with the other one. There is a South Bend.
Dunkashane.
I don't know, but I miss, like, Hot Topic doesn't even sell those, like, those trip pants with the unnecessary zippers and shit anymore. The last time I went in there, it's all, like, I don't know, it's, like, almost anime stuff now.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty anime shirts stuff. And shit.
Ton of Rick and
Maroon
Morty.
Maroon 5 t-shirts and shit, yeah.
And edgy Fortnite
totally
shirts.
Changed. Yeah.
Oh, I would be an idiot if I didn't do this, so I'm going to do this again really quick. As the infinite regression happens here on the screen. If you're watching using the Brave browser, Brave sent everybody some tokens that you can give to us. So if you're watching through the browser on your screen right now, click on the triangle, click on send a tip, and then choose how much you want to give. So you can choose it and click send my tip, and it'll give us some cryptocurrency that we will exchange for real money. That's
give
all you have to do.
To us.
I should fucking check that out.
You should.
Yeah, this browser. Pretty soon, this browser, you're going to be able to do like what Twitch does, where you're able to watch an ad and it'll give you these tokens that you can exchange for money. So.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Crypto. I'm a cryptomaniac.
All right. Let's.
I really want to talk to Brett Keane really bad. Really, really bad. Really super bad.
I advise against it.
I've been trying to lure him to talk with me on the Non Sequitur show, but he won't do it. He's like
super
pissed.
He's not
going to
go back on there. Here,
he won't go back on there. He's like, if you want me to go on your goddamn show, you're going to have to pay me. That's the only way I'm going to do it.
Jeff, I have a simple answer. You do the JF voice, I'll do the Mama JF voice, and we'll invite him onto the public space.
Oh my god. only if Joe gets to be on too.
Manatee! Joe will play the part of Kate and Calgar.
Monsieur Manatee, I hear you are a man of strong conviction. I would like to invite you onto the public space.
JF, he hurt me. He's a bad man. JF, he hurt me. The mac and cheese. He poured mac and cheese on my titties, JF.
No, my love. That was not the manatee. No, that was the postman. No, he was different.
No, JF, he poured mayonnaise into the mac and cheese. JF is not SpaghettiOs. JF.
That is how we do it up in Canada, my love. No, it is. Look, Mr. Brett Keane, Monsieur Brett Keane, come to the public space. We will have a cute conversation. It will be wonderful.
Oh,
it can work. My God.
One of those interceptions, man.
I like how you put up the
stream just keeps getting hacked.
You put up the JF picture, and I don't have to do anything because I look exactly like Mama JF.
Oh, you know what? Looks like another 9/11 came in.
Oh, snap.
Why haven't you talked about the Vigilant Christians nude and sex chat leaks? Where the fuck have you been? Is a better question because I've talked about it so many times. I've talked about
dick pics and all that.
Yeah, on like 5 streams at least.
Or are there new stuff that we don't know about?
No.
We talked about a lot of it.
No, this is the same shit. It's his nude and sex chat leaks. Yeah, we already know about this. Now. Why? The a better question is, why don't you watch every episode of DP? Because if you did, you would know that we already talk about it.
Yeah, matter of fact, get YouTube Red so your viewership comes to us in the form of delicious YouTube Red
someone,
money.
Someone named Ramsley K, who gave us 100 kroners,
yeah.
Said, thanks for the JF and Madame JF impersonations. And that a kroner is about 10 US dollars. Yeah, thank you.
According to MedsPeds, those weren't impersonations. That was an actual like live stream that came through our feed.
Yeah, I don't know how calls get crossed on Skype like that.
It's just it's strange. Weird. I just realized I've never actually seen Mario's penis, so I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh, my God. He did look busy over there.
Is
Jeff was
Peter?
Like...
Is his penis
No, I don't know. He sent nudes. A few of them he said were his friends. Mario was, like, organizing orgies and shit. Did you know that, Jeff?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it wasn't just, like, straight orgies either. Like, he was like...
Do you think he was sucking the peen?
Come with me and me and my friend. We'll both fuck you at the same time. Okay. All right.
Mario's got a big old herpy on his lip. He's like, "Hey, HPV Mario here."
HPV Mario.
I just got done going down on a trollop for Christ, for Shanny for Christ. Me and five of my godly bros.
Someone sent in an amazing comment earlier when I was streaming before you got here. Someone said there are no homeless Christians except for G-Man.
Hey, I thought G-Man was dead. Didn't Brett say he was dead?
No.
He's not dead. Yeah, he's
you didn't see that fucking Brett Keane video where he's like, "Well, you just don't understand. Our G-Man is out there in the cold, and we all know he's a bit clumsy because he could have stumbled and died in the cold. So G-Man's dead."
Oh, that sounds like logic. We know he's
G-Man
clumsy.
Is not dead, but he was like basically squatting in a house with no in eastern Pennsylvania with no heat or electricity. He was squatting in the
sad. Poor thing.
Hello, darkness, my
friend.
So
where the fuck is God now? I mean, seriously, G-Man. I don't want anyone to have to be cold in the wintertime or, you know, go without food or just the basic necessities, but where the fuck is God now? God, I don't know, man.
Look,
maybe 100% of prayers answered? Was that him that said that? So, I mean,
it's obvious.
I don't know.
Maybe he can munch those fucking cyanide.
He always
cyanide
fucking says
pills to
God.
Stay warm.
Yeah. God provides. He always says he does the God provides thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And God.
Sometimes he provides homelessness.
And G-Man knows
this might
people.
Cause him to do the opposite of what Brett Keane did, and because of the suffering, he might like switch gears and become this like hardcore atheist YouTuber.
God said to G-Man, people in hell want ice water, so they made G-Man live in ice water.
All right,
that's fine.
So here's Jared Genesis, who by the way is a bitch and blocked me.
He did?
Yeah, I was trying to be nice to him.
Damn.
I organized a raid of his live stream because I wanted to get him more views and shit, and he like spurged out on me and blocked me.
Jared Genesis, Caden Cowger, Razorfish, all these people have problems with you, Ben. Do you think maybe you're the problem?
Are these people you want to be associated with?
I like you, Ben.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Jared.
You He's love amazing. Jared?
I do. I was watching the last show. And I was talking with Animancer about it, and he's like, "Have you seen the fucking video of him doing like kung fu and Street Fighter moves?" And he sent it to me, and that night after the show was over, I watched it like five times laughing my ass off. It's amazing.
Alright guys, so real quick, I wanted to speak on Boogie's latest video about how he failed his clean.
By the way, this is called Jared criticizes Boogie 2988 for failing diet while quitting keto himself after 3 days.
Being 30 days of clean eating, I feel sorry for the guy, really I do, but this isn't a surprise to me. I can tell that Boogie, Stephen Williams, he struggles a lot with mental health issues, and you know, people like this, they have little to no self-control of themselves. when you struggle like with this. Mental health issues.
Yeah.
Boogie lost like 10 pounds that month. The only time he failed was when he went to, I believe it was LA for the Mortal Kombat release, and he had like some food that wasn't clean while he was out there on vacation, basically. That was what the video was about, if you watched it. Otherwise, he did very well that month, but he didn't keep to it when he was out in LA, and he held himself accountable for that in his video, saying, you know, that I was out there and I had some stuff that I probably shouldn't have, but you know, when in LA, you splurge or whatever.
Jared should start a Patreon and make one of his perks. You get to spend the night in this room. He can like roll out a sleeping bag on the floor and shit.
He should have like an eBay sale for everything in that room, or just start auctioning live. All right, guys, got the skateboard here. You could buy every little piece of garbage in there. Send it to the garbage.
Yeah, I want one of those fucking ice chests. That's what I want.
I want his shirt. The shirt that he's wearing right now, I want him to auction that off and I want to buy it.
It looks strangely like the shirt he's been wearing for a week now. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, he wears the same shit for like a week.
That can make it twice as hard to lose weight. He was talking about how he's taking these different medications and things like that. But you have to realize when it comes to medications, that can only do so much for you. You know, there's not a medication out there that can make you love yourself. And unfortunately, Boogie2988 does not love himself.
Ecstasy.
He said it time and time again in his videos.
But he did recently say that the medication he's on right now allows him to be happy, which is something new to him. So it is medication that can help you, if not love yourself, at least enjoy life a little more. That's why you go and get the right meds and you get prescribed that shit. So, Jared, you're talking out your ass again. Maybe you should go take a nap on your fucking stink bed.
He does not like the person he sees in the mirror. And to me, that is quite heartbreaking because I think Boogie's a genuinely good guy. Sure, he's not perfect. You know, sure, he's made mistakes. But, you know, I can tell he's a good guy, and it does hurt me to hear him say that. And I just, you know, I don't think, and as pessimistic as this may be to hear, I don't know what's going to happen because medications and therapy, you know, things like that, it's only he can help himself at this point.
Oh, I wonder God. If he even watches the videos because everything is super.
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He did the same thing with us. He doesn't even know anything about us. He thought we were like alt-right and he called us racist and all kinds.
Makes sense.
It almost seemed like he was trolling. It's either that he's trolling or he's dumb. One or the other.
I bet he doesn't understand what an SSRI even does. Like, right. I mean, I really don't. I really feel like he doesn't know anything about serotonin and dopamine imbalances. Like, for people that actually have those medications do improve your mood. It's not like, I know it doesn't work for everyone, but it does work for certain people who have those problems.
And I do think he might be trolling sometimes because there are so many videos where he starts making a point and by the end of the video has completely contradicted himself 100%.
He also does this weird thing where he can't use OBS, like he just can't fucking figure it out.
It's got to be a troll, right?
I don't know.
Nobody can be that fucking
And then Brett Keane's like, don't. Like, Brett Keane will wash the balls of anyone that we talk about on the show. So he was like, hey, Jared, I'll make a tutorial video on OBS and show you how it's done.
Sounds like a really nice guy. Did.
yeah. So he makes videos about, like, he literally, like, next to videos alleging that people are pedophiles, he also has tutorial videos.
Yeah. By the way, this is Brett Keane with GotTV Radio and Games You Love. Come here for the OBS tutorials. Stay here for the conspiracy about gay pedo atheists.
Yeah.
It would be kind of cool if Brett like did a tutorial on how to become a religious person from being atheist. Because he used to be an atheist, right?
Like, he said he was.
I want to become a religious person, but I just don't have it in me. I can't believe.
Apparently, You just need Christians to donate money to you. That's how you become a Christian.
I would actually, I would become a Christian then. Yeah,
he's become so dependent on his, you know, on his online following of friends and people like that, to where he just, he doesn't want to try to better himself. He's become spoiled, you know.
Oh my God, really? The guy that lives in his mom's house and sleeps on a table covered in foam pads?
on social media.
Sound very spoiled.
I mean, like, what does he do though?
Well, there,
like,
is a cup of spoiled milk back there.
Guys.
Yeah. It's funny, like
a drum set.
I was I was watching his stream the other day, and he pissed in a cup, like sitting where he is now. Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes, he did. He pissed in a cup, and then he set it next to where his actual drink was, and then he almost drank his piss.
Could you hear? Could you hear him pee when he peed?
Yeah.
Oh God.
He showed his piss.
I've drank
in the cup.
I've drank piss on accident before, the same thing that he did.
Oh man.
It was on Twitch, and I originally like joked about
gross.
It. I had like a jar of tea like you have down there, and I drank it and pretended it was pee as a troll. And then the stream was so long, I forgot that I had actually peed in it when it was empty. And I went to take a drink out of it, and I took a big swig, but I totally no-sold it. I just like drank the pee and shut up about it for the
drink
rest of the stream.
Drink the pee, shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it was so bad. So I don't know. I feel bad for young Genesis. It happens.
Whatever.
Oh, it happens.
Right now. Yeah, it's. I think this is a serious problem a lot of people have these days.
What, Genesis is streaming now?
It's streaming right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he always. Oh man,
become spoiled.
I'm not even gonna organize a raid. Don't go to Jared's channel, guys. Please, he says he doesn't want the DP audience watching his channel or subscribing to him. He literally told me that.
Go unsubscribe.
So unsubscribe from him, I guess.
He doesn't love
you. If you subscribe to Jared and you're a DP fan, just want to let you know he doesn't want.
He's
DP
not happy
fans
with that.
Subscribing to him. So.
I'm 100% convinced that this dude is like a masterful troll. He has to be. I mean, nobody.
I think he's an idiot. I don't think he's a troll.
The haircut. The haircut.
That's
it.
A
he
fucking,
looks like fucking
dedicated.
Looks like
okay, so is this just the fucking messy storage room in his house, and he actually has like a pristine bedroom somewhere else?
Nah, he's committed. He's committed.
Yeah, I was gonna
he's,
say.
Well, there's
he's
no way
living the character. Troll life.
There's no way anybody sleeps on that bed, right?
You know he's 32? He said he was 32 on his stream.
Makes sense.
He looks way better than I did at 32. Holy shit, he's got great skin compared to me when I was like that. But I was
with
also on
fan
a lot
base,
of drugs at 32.
And they don't want to become dependent and try to help themselves on their own. And because of that, you know...
All right. Guys, I don't ask for that much, but let's make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
Like, I'm close.
I think we can do
very
it.
Very close. I'm actually make another video, too.
I'm fairly... you have to start making... So, if we can actually get you over 1,000, then you have to start making videos.
One video a week.
Yep.
Whew. You can do it.
That's a lot of a full-time job.
I mean, you'll be able to stream.
Yeah, you could stream.
You'll be able to stream, and if you... If you get to a, you know, enough, you'll be able to get like super chats and stuff. So that'll Or you could just stream and get a Streamlabs account and do that like instantly. So
yeah, because I can run it on for a long time, so it might work with a chat.
Let's get meds.
Yeah, see, it's going up now. See, it's not that much. Come on, there's over 800 people watching right now, or I think there was. Maybe there's 700 now.
Old meds peddler,
but. Oh, yeah, there's over 800 watching. So, yeah, just a few of you, I think.
Jump over.
You know,
MedsPed
if
said,
at least half of you aren't already subscribed, we could get this up there.
MedsPed said nudes at a million.
I just subbed with 4 accounts, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, numbers should go up. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll definitely make another video at some point.
Yeah.
Actually, I have time tomorrow. I'll just have to actually.
I just remember that I have a few channels, so I have a few accounts too. So I'm just doing this now.
Yeah.
I'm doing my part.
Subscribes to MedziPeds. MediPie. No.
It's showing that it's already it's showing already over 800.
Ah.
I'm gonna pull it up on my phone.
Interesting.
And then sometimes you get the emails, or at least I do. I'm sure y'all have a lot of people, so you probably don't have it set to that.
Let's see.
So I feel like a total newbie at YouTube all over again. I tried making my first video with a DSLR, mm-hmm. and I realized that I've been using like the easy mode. Like they're nice. They're like 1080p camcorders and shit. But like, I do not understand DSLRs. Epic fucking failure. 9 hours of work today.
Oh, wow.
Worthless. Yeah. Dude, all right. It sucked.
So I used any extra channel that I have to subscribe to MedsPeds. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to look into getting a nicer camera if I do actually start making money, and I was looking at those, but I don't know. Like I said,
look at it go, look at it go. Yeah, you see that?
Hey. So close, just baby. Shut up.
Popular.
Damn. Old med yep. peddler.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I was like, it looks like it's over 800 now, and there's the explosion. Damn. Yeah, I mean, less than 200. I think we can do it. I'm sure there's some people that haven't subbed yet, so... Do it.
You can do it.
And there are people that are...
I believe in you, DP Familam.
Yeah, and even if you're not watching live right now, if you're watching the VOD of this later...
Yeah, MedsPed said if he reaches a million views tonight, a million subscribers tonight, she'll go...
A million?
She'll go find
That's
the...
That's not happening.
Yeah. She'll go find the godly bros and take one for the team. She said it.
I'll join the orgy.
HPV Mario. And she said it.
Oh, look at it go up again.
Numbers go up.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
So close. So close.
It's nice to see somebody's sub count go up.
Yeah.
Then I'll make a video and then I'll go back down. Because that even happens to me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like the only time I ever lose subs is when I upload a video.
I had 97,000 at one point.
Dusty the cockatiel that he's a beautiful bird.
He is such a beautiful bird.
Yeah.
Beautifulest bird I've ever seen.
I need birds. Dusty's owner to make more of his public fart videos because those are fucking insane. Have you
fucking great?
Have you seen them? Yeah, yeah.
I've seen them. Oh yeah,
Pimp Bunk the fart.
I need Dusty's owner to send me the cameo video he did with Sorbo again. I lost that.
Yeah,
Kevin Sorbo.
It's funny. We have Tom Arnold and Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, I mean Andy Dick should be next, and we should ask him.
Tom Arnold did say he might come on sometime.
He said, yeah.
In that video. I mean, whatever.
Should we force him to? Should we kidnap Tom Arnold?
I don't think we need to kidnap
him.
Okay.
Can we ask to borrow the Arby's card?
Shit, dude. That's probably in a safe somewhere.
The unlimited Arby's card?
Yeah. You know, he
what
did
is that?
Okay, Tom Arnold did the voice of the oven mitt in the old Arby's commercials, so because of that, he gets lifetime Arby's now.
Wow.
He said that in the video that he made to us.
Ben, are you on Cameo?
No.
Oh. If you were on Cameo, then Dusty's owner could hire us to have conversations to each other via Cameo.
That's ridiculous. Hey, Billy the Fridge, this is a video on behalf of Dusty's owner. Yep. Things are going good here. Just kind of sitting here and drinking tea.
We're in the studio together responding yeah. via Cameo because... Dusty's a beautiful bird. Is that weird? How many cameos do you think Dusty's owner has bought specifically for Dusty by celebrities to call Dusty a beautiful bird? That's the question. We haven't even seen those.
Yeah. He probably got, like, the Pope to say it.
I just want to know what kind of job this dude has. I'm about to quit my job and go do that, whatever it is.
Well, I mean, you could have any job as long as you...
Dusty's owner sent me a picture of him in the audience during The View, which is hilarious. He was in the audience and he was wearing like a golf shirt.
Cute. That farty view.
Oh my god.
I've never actually looked at Cameo. That's crazy. You got Riff Raff, Dirt Nasty, Gilbert Godfrey. That's cool.
Didn't Cameo sing Word Up?
No. Well, maybe, yeah. What's yeah. the word of Word Up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's Cameo.
Yeah. I wonder if Cameo was on Cameo.
The video to that has the guy that played Geordi in Star Trek, LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah, he's in the video for Word Up.
You know, if LeVar Burton would have been more of a badass on Star Trek, the term hurting for a Burton could have been around. You're hurting for a Burton.
I met LeVar Burton at a Comic-Con.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone, like, I went with some friends of mine that were younger than me, and they were all like, it's the Reading Rainbow guy! And I'm like, that's Jordy, man!
Yeah.
Or it's Kuta Kinte.
Yeah. You know his name's Toby!
Toby?
What's your name, boy? Kuta Kinte. Your name's Toby, boy!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's your name, boy?
I met the Blue Power Ranger at Comic-Con one time. I felt kind of bad because he was just kind of kicking it there alone, and we were chopping it up. He was a sweet guy. I guess he's gay. I probably should have like, you know, tried to get with him. I'm a star fucker.
The most depressing celebrity I ever saw at a Comic-Con, like, we have one in Eugene, it's called UConn. It's really, really shit by comic book convention standards. But they had Deep Roy there, who was the guy who played the Oompa Loompas in the Willy Wonka remake. Now, it's pretty common when you go, like, by the signer's corner and, like, they're sitting there. Sometimes they're really bored because nobody's coming and talking to them. And it's kind of sad, like, oh, it's that one person in that one show and they look really lonely. I don't really have $20, so whatever. But Deep Roy was 10 times more depressing because he's so tiny. And he's just sitting there like... And it was so depressing. You know, I wanted to go and give him a hug, but I'm pretty sure...
You know the most depressing person I've ever seen at a convention?
Oh, no.
Whatever. He's out there making fuck money.
Virgil.
He's making fuck money, son. He don't give fuck. You know, I heard Virgil had a huge dick. Just like a massive tool. That's why he got his job, because he was slapping around everywhere. Pat Patterson was like, hired. You're part of the cream team. You're the special enforcer of the cream team.
The cream team. Oh, my God.
I don't know if they named him Virgil as a dig on Dusty Rhodes, because Dusty Rhodes' real name is Virgil, right?
Virgil but Runnels.
When he got hired to WCW, they named him Vincent.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Vince McMahon. It was like a pot shot back at him. Because Dusty was booking at the
they
time.
They made the $1 million man slave named after, like, the head booker of the other company.
Yeah.
Is what they did.
Yeah. So weird.
And, yeah, I mean, $1 million man even talked about, like, yeah, I've got enough money, I can buy anyone I want. Just look at my man Virgil here. That's what he said.
We're going to be on with Doug Tenapel tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We should probably shout that out.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to be on Doug Tenapel's show. Not sure what time that is yet. I'm going to have to double check that. But yeah, check that out.
Who's Doug Tenapel?
The creator of Earthworm Jim.
Oh, cool. But that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, he's a really cool guy. I like him. We disagree on a lot of things. He's a very religious guy. He's an interesting, like, he's against gay marriage and a lot of things that...
Not so cool.
Yeah.
But he is really chill about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, even if I disagree with him on all that shit, I would like to talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And get to know him as a human being, right?
A human being.
Yeah. I don't want to get to know him as the counterpoint to everything I...
So 6 p.m. Pacific tomorrow, Doug Tenapel's channel, Billy and I will be on there. If you want to come and watch.
We'll just be fatting around with Doug Tenapel.
It'll be weird to see us on another show. People don't normally get to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to book you for a show sometimes, Ben.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, and another reminder, after this show's over, we're going over to Twitch. We're doing the post show there for everyone to see.
Everybody.
By the way, Animancer, since you're there right now, there's a bunch of people who didn't get their Patreon roles, and we need to fix that for the post show, because we're going to have the post show panel. And I think we're going to go actually do the post show in a few minutes here. I didn't get to talk about Kaden Calger, so I'll just summarize. Kaden Calger's a bitch. So I posted the contact information that he had on his official website. The phone number ended up just being Rush Limbaugh's phone number, one that he had posted. Yeah. Well, later on, he took down all the contact information from his website and posted "Nice try" on there. He typed "Nice try" where all the contact information used to be.
Oh, wow.
And then, and now today, it turns out he's totally switched domains. He moved everything from CaterCowgirProgram over .com to CowgirNation.com.
Cowgirl Nation.
Yeah, oh, yeah. God. And but his contact info is still not there. So I, you know what though, I don't know. Maybe he just needs some tech support or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, something's up.
Maybe he does. Maybe his website's spurging out and he needs help with it or something.
The entire reason that this is even happening is because he tried to call out DP for being friends with right, Mercedes Carrera, right?
I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't give the original reason why I'm fucking with him, because I wasn't... Like, the reason I'm going hard on him is because he said we should go to jail, basically, because we had someone on our show who, you know, 5 times in 5 years, who is allegedly, who has, you know, who's been charged with crimes against a child.
And if that's the case, then Caden Cowger should go to jail for having that wimp bitch pussy fuck Caden Cowger on his show.
For having himself on his show.
Yeah.
But also, you know, luckily he has this thing where he posts his shitty ass podcast too. And all of his contact information is still here.
So can I ask a question? Like, does he have any other platform other than like his YouTube?
I think he, well, actually, believe it or not, he is actually syndicated on a few radio stations.
Really? And,
yeah, throughout the South. Like, he's headquartered in West Virginia, but he's syndicated on a few other stations. That's because he made a name for himself as being, like, a conservative talker at the age of, like, 12 or 13. It was a novelty. It's like Milo. It's like Candace Owens. It's like anyone who's, like, a visible minority or, you know, visible minority to be, like, a representative of the right. You know what I mean?
Because, so, like, the thing, though, that what's bothering me about this is I'm looking at his channel. He's got 3,300 subscribers. And, like, I don't do subscriber shaming usually. Like, you should be proud of what you achieve in YouTube. But the dude's been doing this for 6 fucking years, and I was like assuming he was like a big villain of the internet, like he had a huge reach and like what the fuck.
Here's the
this
thing.
Is it?
Yeah, you know what? He's got like almost 30,000 Twitter followers, but
24.
Yeah, anytime he posts something, it doesn't really get a lot of traction. Which leads me to believe that maybe he has bots following him. I don't know.
Maybe, but like he was syndicated radio, right?
He also has a channel. He has 2 YouTube channels. He has another one for his podcast. And some of those podcast episodes have been up over a year and they only have like 1 view, which is probably him.
What?
It's probably him viewing his own video the first time. Yeah. Look up Caden Cowger podcast and you'll find it.
3 weeks ago, he made fake news slanders, MAGA teens being harassed by Native American. That whole boring-ass story. Yeah. It got 69,000 views, but he still only has 3,300 subscribers. So this tells me something very important here. It tells me that when people find the search like of something that's interesting to them, and they might go and find randomly one of his videos, they watch it, and then they look at the rest of his channel, and they're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. They're like, never mind, no more. But like, to me, it's his whole setup. That's why when I saw his setup, it looked really professional. So I thought that he would have a bigger following.
I mean, he is syndicated on terrestrial radio. That's something else. But
he's got his scruples or whatever you want to call the bullshit that he does.
But he's dumb as fuck. I mean, he is just, my God.
But
he's one of those people.
Yeah, that shit he was saying about pedophiles with gay people being in part of NAMBLA or whatever, well, that was just ridiculous.
But you don't have to be smart,
and
right?
And when you try to call out the dumb shit he says, he just, like, keeps shifting to a new subject.
Yeah, he's got his talking points and he stays close to them.
No, he doesn't even do that.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't even do that because I'm like, hey, you know, why are you... How are we to blame for anything someone else allegedly did? And he's like, man, you're just a stoner. You're too dumb to even understand this because you're so dumb and a stoner. So he doesn't address what he said. He won't even like back up what he says at all. He just moves to something new. a whole new subject. It's like, oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to have a conversation whether or not I'm a stoner and whether or not I'm that makes me dumber than you.
I wonder
that's
if Caden Cowger...
such a dumb dumb conversation.
I wonder if Caden Cowger was vaccinated.
I don't know.
Could have been a healing crystal.
So he's such fucking garbage. I was going to play some of his shit podcast.
You know,
and stuff,
I'm actually good friends with Caden Cowger. I don't appreciate you.
So you agree with him? You agree with his views on homosexuality then?
Well, I agree with his views on DP being responsible for Mercedes Carrera. Like, it's kind of our fault.
Oh, that's not true at all.
It's kind of our fault. Like, we should have never given her a platform to talk about politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
That platform
would have happened.
That platform made us directly responsible for anything she ever does for the rest of her life.
Fuck.
Right?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Single-handedly caused her meth addiction. You monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By us giving JF a platform originally, now we're responsible for the graffiti on the wall.
I think we're also responsible for Trump's wall indirectly.
Yeah. I can't wait till they build that wall so I can pop a fucking glory hole in it and make all the people suck my dick. Is that fair? There was a lady at the Grammys that she's like wore a dress that said build the wall.
Really?
Yeah, to the Grammys. That was cute. She's not really a big musician. Like, she just happens to be invited to the Grammys for some... Like, once you get nominated, I think you're invited forever. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
How can they arrange that?
What?
I mean, the Grammys?
You get a little bracelet and they just let you in.
Forever.
Well, I think you get an invitation. Yeah, you get invites. You go into
Wouldn't
the
that
database.
Accrue over time and mean that they would have to start getting larger venues?
Well, they do have big venues, but people like obviously don't come all the time. Like maybe it's only winners because my buddy who went this weekend, he won like a few years ago. And that's why he was allowed to come back. You know, they get put
when
on
I was
list.
In L.A., I saw the Grammy Museum in downtown L.A., but I didn't go to it. I just was like, this is where the museum for the Grammys is. Weird. All right. So I think we're going to go ahead and go into the post show. It'll start in about 5 to 10 minutes. Everyone go over to Twitch. We might be hosting someone right now. So enjoy them until we show up. And then we're going to show up, and you guys better be ready.
Remember, subscribe to Meds Peds. Subscribe to Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Actually, before we go, let's check that out and see how that's doing, because that might have gone up.
Yeah, let's check
out.
You're so close.
Oh, come on. We have to do this. I want this to happen right now so bad. Can't we find a little less than 100 people to sign up?
Look, I think that we're going to check in Thursday for the next show, and at the beginning of the show we're going to be able to celebrate Meds Peds over 1,000.
Celebrate good times.
I think we will.
Come on. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times. Like I said, my dollar to AdSense. I need that.
You need that dollar.
Yeah, keep that dollar too.
I mean, you'll be able to stream and just set up Streamlabs. Like, it changes everything. It changes
the bills.
Yeah.
It absolutely does.
Definitely need that. Lots of bills.
Yeah. All right. We're ending this. You guys are both welcome to join us in the post show if you want. Otherwise, me and Billy will be there no matter what. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Later, guys.
Bye.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.